Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, how many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Well, I bet Peter Piper picked a lot of pickled peppers.
It is November 19th, 2009, the year of our Lord, actually, as I've been told.
Yeah, the Jesus.
The Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think we're just ready to talk about all kinds of things.
Beetlejuice. I believe Beetlejuice originally derived from Jesus.
From
maybe.
Jesus? I think so.
Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. He did have godlike tendencies.
Yeah.
Speak clearer.
Beetlejuice. No. All right.
You old mush mouth. You're like Vin Diesel.
I am like Vin Diesel. I'm strong, and I'm smart, and I'm handsome.
When you deliver lines, you're just like...
Yeah. Oh, he's a big nerd. He owns a video game production
Does
company.
Does he really? Yeah. You ever see the picture of him online where it says Homosaurus Rex?
Yeah.
And he's just like cliff-hanging.
Yeah.
He's hanging from a rock.
Did you see the one the guy put in my status the other day where he's like, I'm in your face, and then it flips to the other side and actually has Vin Diesel's face in the guy's face?
I did see that one. That's good.
Did you see the one where it's Vin Diesel? He's like, nice shirt. And the guy's like, thanks. It was 50% off. And then it goes back to him and he's like, come to my car and we'll get it 100% off. And then the guy's like,
We'll post all these up
for
people to smile at.
We love Vin Diesel.
Look how easily we get off track.
Speaking of, one of us says
Vin Diesel and we're just like, hey.
Well, Vin Diesel's hilarious. He's been a joke between me and Matt Blin for a long time because we had this ongoing joke about how Vin Diesel could fit like 4 dicks in his ass and still be smiling and delivering lines perfectly. In fact, he probably does his films with
By the way he delivers his lines, it sounds like something is in his ass.
Yeah.
And one more thing. What race is he?
He's
that's been up
Hispanic.
In the air forever. And I remember that like they asked him in an interview before, and he's like, I don't want to say because it might ruin
offend
my
people.
Shots or offend people or whatever. It's like, fuck you. What are you?
He looks Hispanic.
I've been
what
asked
race
that.
Are you?
I've had people ask me, and they say, what are you?
It's even worse when people ask black people, are you black? You know, it's like I know every now and then there is a black guy that's white somehow, and there's white guys that are black somehow, like Jason Kidd.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
But I can see with me, I guess, because I'm like high yellow.
Yeah.
So people, like some people might think I'm
You're Maya
Cuban or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cuban bee.
Cuban bee.
Little half-baked.
So speaking of huge guys like Vin Diesel, we're going to talk about Brock Lesnar.
I think he's a little bit bigger than Vin Diesel.
Just a bit.
Yeah, actually, Vin Diesel's kind of short, but he's huge.
What's wrong with short people?
Nothing. Great, I love them.
They're called kickables.
I love them. But, Brock Lesnar, I got this article and I was fucking just not very proud of how well it was written. It says, after winning innumerable glorious battles, and the first thing I thought was, innumerable? He's had 5 fights.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
and glorious.
If you can't
he was in the WWF, right?
But it says within the UFC ring after that.
Oh, yeah.
Those don't count as fights. They're tussles.
And there's only 4 fights in the UFC. Well, one was in, like, some...
I mean, maybe after the UFC thing ends, he just gets all the fans to, like,
them all.
Jump in the ring, and he just, like, destroys them.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Take on Brock.
Yeah. Take him on
in
a day or 2.
Take on Brock.
All right, so anyways, he's waging the most important battle of his life. One that all his fans and well-wishers surely hope to see him win. They surely do.
Surely.
Following the championship surgery this week.
Very surly about it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying nothing.
Following the champion's surgery this week, UFC President Dana White has come out with the details that have been that he has been involved in a surgery, blah, 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 blah. Long story short, he had a hole in his intestines, and some creepy goo was leaking into his stomach out of his intestines.
Shit.
And
that's what... Yeah, well, creepy goo, bile.
What if he had diarrhea and like he felt it, but it didn't come out of his ass, and he just felt
his
stomach getting
stomach.
Really hot
and
inside?
Then he puked up all the diarrhea.
Oh god! That happened on an episode of House.
Really? I don't watch House.
I think I remember that. Puke shit.
Not really. Unless there's porn involved, then I might make a day of it.
Day.
And you'll be in
a whole day.
Do you want to come out today? No, I'm sorry. I'm watching shit puke porn.
puke shit Sunday.
Gather around. We all call our families. Dad, are you coming down for puke shit Sunday?
Of course I am, son.
Cause I had corn last night.
It's the 50s all of a sudden with my dad voice. Sure, son. The cob pipe hanging out of his mouth.
So, back to Lesnar. Lesnar means so very little to us right now. Like, Vin Diesel, puking shit, these are all more important to us than Brock Lesnar.
We're more interested in shit in his stomach than him, the actual
than
guy. Him.
Than the guy, yeah. We hope he's okay and everything, but he has dookie in his belly.
Dookie belly. Nice dookie word belly. Combo.
Yeah, thanks.
They go good together. Yeah. Nice.
So he's been released from the hospital, and he's presently at home following the surgery, and he's recovering well and at a steady pace, which is news to me because as of 2 days ago, he was like dying. So that, yeah, it's good to see that he's okay.
When it first came out, they were talking about it like he was done.
Yeah.
Like Dana White was saying, it's not AIDS and it's not cancer, but he's probably done. And I was like, shit, what's the third one, like, you know, after AIDS and cancer?
Spear in the neck.
Spear in the neck, is it?
From Goldberg.
From Goldberg?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Hey, that actually might happen.
It probably has happened before, actually.
I'm sure.
In the world of wrestling. So, yeah, Brock is... He should be back, which is good, because we were just talking last week, you and me, Devin, I think, about who would win between Brock Lesnar and Lyoto Machida, was it?
No, it was that other dude, the Russian guy.
Oh, yeah.
Fedor. Fedor.
Yeah.
And in my view, I want to see Fedor come to UFC because I think he'd get destroyed. What are you going to say about that?
You hear that, people. You heard Devin say that. Fedor would get destroyed in the UFC. That's poor judgment.
I just want to see him come to the UFC because I don't really care about where he is right now. So I think he should just
be
in
the UFC. Even Sting from WCW. And Sting the musician. Fuck it.
Sure.
Bring them all in.
They could be the Sting brothers.
It's going to kind of suck now because no matter who Lesnar fights next...
He kind of has an excuse.
If he wins or he loses, it's going to be like, oh, he was sick for a while.
That's true. If he wins, it'll be all triumphant. And if he loses, they'll just blame it on his intestines.
Yeah, so you can't use that as an excuse when my homeboy, the Russian juggernaut, goes in and...
What is it, the last prince or something like that?
The last emperor.
Oh, the last emperor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Brock could just send in Onyx or Geodude.
Is that Pokemon? Is that
Pokemon Joe? You never used to watch the cartoon.
A very well played Pokemon joke.
A very well played Pokemon joke. Is that well played at all if it involves Pokemon?
Yep.
Well, Brock was the trainer of the Rock Gym.
Yeah, I think I
remember.
He was the guy that had the squinty eyes and the dark skin.
Yeah, and he always wanted
squinty
to
eyes.
Misty,
he's Asian,
I think.
Well, he wasn't Asian.
He was. They're all Asian.
No, they're not.
You wouldn't be able to tell because some of their eyes are like goose eggs.
Yeah.
They really are goose egg shaped.
Yeah.
And they're big.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can crack them. Make them into omelets. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, before we leave UFC, though, I actually just read on Dana White's Twitter that... I'm going to read the actual tweets because I thought it was pretty cool. Caro Parisian has fucked over the UFC, the fans, and his opponent again. He will not be fighting Saturday or ever again in the UFC. And then his next tweet was, pulled out of the fight the day before weigh-ins again and has a laundry list of excuses. Let the press ask Caro why and let him explain.
Who's he?
So, Caro Parisian is Dana's sick of his shit, and he's kicking him out of the UFC, basically.
Who's that guy? I don't really follow UFC much.
He's not, like, a main amazing guy, but he's well-known in the UFC. He's not, like, a jobber.
So, people will definitely take notice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. That's and UFC 106 on Saturday, so, like, it's pretty close to, you know, pull out of a fight.
What are your predictions for Saturday?
The Saturday? I'd have to look at the card. It's Forrest Griffin versus...
Oh, do you want to go? Because Neil's coming up, and I think we're going to go. Do you want to go?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Let's make plans. Did any of you guys want to come in Radioland?
Anyone went there?
We're probably going to be going to
Bubba Ray's most likely.
Bubba Ray's, yeah, that sounds good.
Wings and wings.
I hope you guys don't mind that we're making plans while we're recording the podcast.
Okay, we'll be at Bubba Ray's. We'll see you guys next week.
We'll be
we're
the stupid
out.
Guys at Bubba Ray's.
Dana White's actually pretty cool if you follow his Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he says what's on his mind. He'll be like...
That's pretty forward.
Yeah.
He fucks over the fans. He fucked over his opponent. Fuck him. Fuck him in his butt.
And he does cool shit other than that. That's super negative, but he does cool shit like, I'm here, and if you come meet me, I'll give you some free tickets.
Some tickets,
I've heard some of his interviews, and he's really well-spoken and straight to the point, like you said. Yeah. Like, he's real.
He's a shit talker. Like, he's a big... Like, he's got a mouth on him. I think I could see him being, like, the businessman type, too. Why are you smiling at me?
He's got a mouth on him.
He's got a mouth on him.
You can't say things like that in this room and expect them to just slide.
Yeah.
One time he posted his cell phone number on Twitter. He's like, anyone wants to talk to me, just call my cell phone number.
He was just cuddled up on his fucking bed, laying on his
stomach. No one calls him.
Laying on his stomach with his feet up in the air and his ankles crossed.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Curlers in his hair, and he's listening to, like, Brandy. Sitting up in my room.
It's raining.
just raining men.
Hallelujah. But, yeah, he's, I don't know, he's a businessman.
But, yeah.
Moving on. There goes Luke's coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's exciting.
It is.
All right, and so our next story is about, speaking of guys that like to beat the shit out of each other, it's about the stabbing that happened here in Halifax. Did anybody hear about that?
I did hear about it.
I heard about it. One student is in the hospital, and the police are searching for another after a stabbing at a Halifax high school this morning. A fight broke out between two teenage boys just outside the front doors at Citadel High School and ended just inside the first set of doors. Staff called 911, and police and paramedics arrived at the school just after 9 a.m. They took the victim to QEH, and he was in fair condition at the time. But that's not the point. The point is, young people are fucking crazy now, and they need to stop being little retards.
You got to worry about them more than people
than
your
the grown-ups.
Age. Like, I was saying the other day when we were driving around, you see a group of, like, 12-year-olds, like, six of them.
Yeah.
Probably more dangerous than, you know, grown people.
Yep. And the thing is, like, the older people that do this type of thing, they have the mind of those 7-year-olds, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're the fucking dumbest people. You know, anyone in the right mind that's our age is going to fight to defend themselves, or if they really, really feel the need to, or if they watch UFC, because most people that watch that are fucking dumb.
Dumb as shit.
And yes, we are. Yes, we are going there on Saturday night to watch it.
Who wants to fight?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
We'll be at Bubba Ray's.
We'll be taking on all comers.
you're not going to be there, so it'll be like me, John, and Dev getting our fucking asses whooped by a bunch of meat lunkheads.
Yeah.
Oh, I said all
taking
comers.
All comers, yes. A bukkake joke.
Yeah.
Everyone who listens to this podcast is a meat lunkhead, by the way.
A meat lunkhead.
It's possible, but you know UFC fans. They're
French for Jesus.
They're dumb. Just like wrestling fans.
Yeah,
he's like Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Did you guys see wrestling last week?
What happened?
I actually don't.
He plays
watch
Dungeons
wrestling.
And Dragons.
I'm a fucking idiot. So shut up, fucking asshole.
You're trying to trick me into saying yes.
Exactly.
The nerve of this guy. The sad thing is, I think I saw like a couple matches or something.
You're trying to trick me.
Yeah. You saucy beast.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, it back to the initial point. We're just jumping all over the place. That's fine, though. It's what we do. It's background noise. Deal with it.
We jump around like kangaroos.
And like House of Pain, too.
Yeah.
And like Crisscross. And like Van Halen.
Yeah.
Anybody want to throw some more at
Greg Oden?
I was in the Crisscross when I was a kid. I was like, they're awesome.
I can't believe you got off track by trying to get us back on track.
Yeah. Well, let's try to stay off track, and we'll probably whip through things pretty quickly.
It'll probably be funnier and more entertaining, too. Yeah. Really, reading fucking stories and telling them.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are we going to say?
The whole point of the initial story we're talking about, the stabbing, is just kids are getting crazier.
Yeah.
And crazier and crazier.
And it's it's funny because, like, even adults now, like, even in, like, hip-hop songs, you'll hear, like, 9 that say shoot, stab, kill people, blah, blah, blah. But then you'll hear the real one where it's like, you got to stop doing this because, like, it's stupid. And they're only killing, like, other members of their little community, you know? Like, it's not like
race or you.
What do you mean by that?
I mean,
talking about the black community, Derek?
Yeah.
There's no black community.
No. No, I mean the young people, the stabbing community.
The stabbing community.
The stabbers.
The real lesson here is that if you want your kids to keep up, you have to make them even crazier just to survive.
Yeah, that's true.
The one that stabs first stabs most. That's my theory. Yeah.
And I say bring the
biggest knife to the
table.
Whoever stabs first stabs last.
Yeah. And bring a gun to a knife fight, unless you're stupid.
You have a lot of knives and
bring
you're
a knife
really
too.
Good.
Yeah, you can throw them.
And you should throw them like fucking Leatherhead from Ninja Turtles, the crocodile. Yeah. That's what he used to do.
I guarantee.
So basically you're saying that all kids out there should learn how to throw knives really well.
Mm-hmm. I think that's reasonable.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we agreed?
We don't like the youth violence, but if they learn how to throw knives, it would make things a lot better.
Well, yeah, if everyone learned how to throw knives really well, then no one would want to fight each other.
But to make some points and not be just 100% silly, what do you think they can do to settle down the youth violence? Because there's been a lot of talk about youth violence. I think they had a rally actually just recently somewhere in the city.
They have to make the young people realize that what they're doing is stupid. Like, I did a lot of stuff when I was growing up that was really stupid. And as I got older, I was just like, man, I wish I didn't do all that stuff, you know?
I never
and some people
to hurt
have
people,
that.
Though.
What?
I never really went. Like, oh, I did no, a lot of stupid neither. Shit. Like, that's the thing I don't get, really.
I smash stuff.
I think the problem, the biggest problem now is that they don't have any concern. Like, if they hurt someone, it's like a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you shouldn't have done that. You're back out into society again.
So here's a good one. Do you think they should be tried as adults when they do?
Not tried as adults.
Not tried as adults. Retarded. Just have some legitimate, like, harsh punishment for them. Not okay. just this, like, oh, you're free to go because you're a minor.
Because you're young. See, that's the problem I have, is minors can get away with doing anything.
Well, there should be some kind of juvenile detention.
Juvenile, huh?
Like,
that's all you have to say.
A perfect example is, like, up by our place, up in Truro, they're putting in sidewalks.
Yep.
And the kids decided to, like, walk down the sidewalks while it was still wet and caused, like, $15,000 damage. And if this had been, like, 10 years ago even... They would have had people there watching it. They would have, like, ran after the kids, and the kids would have been afraid of getting, like, punched in the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's just like, oh, there's people coming at us. Well, we'll just keep doing what we're doing because they can't do shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the mentality they have.
Yeah, because if you touch a kid, he'll be like, this grown man's touching me. And then he'll get, like, sued.
Yeah.
You get jail in trouble forever.
Yeah.
Even though the kid fucked your shit up, you get in trouble.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, kids just take themselves too seriously these days.
Kids take themselves too seriously?
Like, way too seriously.
How so?
Like, you know, high school drama, I think it actually, like, matters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing that they could do to help is, like, when they go and get this, like, 60-year-old man in a suit to talk to kids, it's not going to work.
No.
They need people they respect talking to them. They need people like their older brother or like people like us, you know, because we are... What are you laughing about?
We should do some community service.
I just raised my hand and Devin's trying to eat a cookie, just about choked on it. Fucking
chewy. No, but I mean, like we're pretty vulgar and we're complete assholes, but... Like, you know, we know the line between doing something stupid and not. So people, you know, they might listen to us before they listen to Mr. fucking...
And we get up on that
Anderson.
Podium and
Anderson.
Say, everyone, learn how to throw knives.
Yeah, can you imagine us on stage in front of a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
Like, we can't even agree with
each
other.
They'd love us.
Yeah, really.
They'd love us. And then at the end, all we'd have to say is, oh, by the way, be an asshole, but don't hurt people. And they'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
That's fair
enough.
Of course, we also say, like, all kids these days are punks and losers.
Yeah.
Yep.
They'd rush the stage and kill us all.
I definitely agree, though, that they need to hear these things from people they respect. Because, why are you laughing at me? Because I'm trying to be serious?
No.
You motherfucker.
You said Mr. Anderson earlier, and I just remembered what that's from. I was like, Mr.
What
Anderson.
Is that from?
It's The Matrix.
I just made up a name.
It's The Matrix. At first, I was like, Louis
Anderson.
Exactly.
I can't do
You're giving
it.
Me all this credit for something I didn't even
Hugo
fucking
Weaving.
Think of.
You pretty much invented The Matrix movies just there.
Thank you.
No problem.
But what was I trying to say about...
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They need to hear things from people they respect. Like,
yeah.
I make a lot of music, so I talk to a lot of, like, younger kids that rap and are into stuff like that. And sometimes they say things to me that I just go, no, man, you don't want to do that. That's stupid.
Exactly.
Saying they want to, like, jack somebody up or do this and that. And usually they respect me enough. They kind of get where I'm coming from.
Because
I'm trying to look out for them and say, no, man, it's not worth the trouble.
And there are stupid things they can do that aren't so bad, you know, like what we do. You know, we have a radio show chock full of stupid, but it's not hurting anybody. In fact, it's making people laugh, you know. And, like, even, like, my little sister, for instance, like, I raised her by saying... I didn't raise her, but, like, I was around her. Fuck you guys. My God. Anyways.
Tits McGillicuddy over here.
Just by saying, like, things like, don't do that, that's stupid, you know? And after a while, like, you catch on to the whole what's stupid and what's not, and you don't want to do stupid things.
And I think the difference is, when they hear it in that sort of way, they know that you're actually kind of looking out for them.
Yeah.
You're not trying to cram it down their throat.
What?
You just laughed. Cram
what
no
down their throat?
You both started laughing at the same time and then looked at each other like, why are you laughing? You're both laughing.
This is the silliest episode yet, and I love it. No, but
you don't want to cram things down little kids' throats.
No, that's the lesson for today. I think we're done.
Yeah.
But when some guy in a suit is up there and being fucking boring,
and
our statistics show, they want to hear fucking statistics. Just
exactly.
Go up there and be like, y'all motherfuckers need to stop.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Exactly.
Cut the shit.
And the parents are responsible for it. And we have a list of 7 things that good parents do without knowing that ends up fucking their kids over in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We found this.
This is good parents, people that think they're doing the right thing, not the parents that just don't give a shit.
Yeah. So we're going to count down. Number 7 is giving your kids a creative name. Like, if you call it Lobato or...
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto or Cheese Brain, you know, like, it's not going to help them. And there's, I just had a rant about this recently about how some people have the fucking like eight names now. It's like, oh, this is Louis Chantel Belushi fucking Blues Brothers Buscemi, you know, and just goes on and on. Like on Facebook, you see guys with like fucking four names, and I'm just like, dude, I have three and I only use two. You know, I only use my third name if I have to. And I fucking hate that shit.
And they have like three dashes in there sometimes.
Yeah.
So you're
sure. And a nickname. It's like, give me a break. You're not that special.
Hey, I have a nickname in the middle of mine.
Yeah, well, you're an asshole.
That's true. Can't argue that logic. Huh. The funny thing about names is just, especially like in the black community, you always get silly names. I was thinking today, like, what would I name my kid if I have one
Chalouf?
Someday? And I'm going to pick like something French and with an apostrophe.
Yeah.
So it'll be like Renee Lacaya. Or something like that, and people will just be like, oh, that's a cool name. And then as soon as me and my fucking daughter leave, they're like, guy's a fucking
What
idiot.
About Gutierrez? Yeah.
Gutierrez.
Juan.
Or
Juan?
Juan.
Juan. All I need is one mic.
Oh, God.
That's true.
But I laughed at this because it's like, the study lists the top 10 bad boy names in America as, and one of them is Luke.
Yeah.
I was Luke, you're a bad boy.
That was a bad boy name.
Preston and Tyrell? Damn.
Preston's definitely not a bad boy name. When I think of Preston, I think of a really rich, like, white kid with the cowlick across the front, and he has a sweater tied around his vest. Like, oh, fuck, what movie is that? In Little Rascals. Remember Little Rascals? Do you guys see that movie?
Yeah.
How Alfalfa loves that girl,
yeah.
And then there's the rich, snooty kid that steals her away. His name should be Preston.
It should be. I agree. Let's write them a letter.
So what are they saying here? Unique names will put you in jail?
Well, it's just that, like, you grow up with a stupid name, people will treat you like
Ernest
an idiot.
Garland? I've never met anyone named Garland except in Final Fantasy I.
I think that what they're getting at is that a unique name is going to separate you from your peers.
Yeah.
Well, it opens you up to ridicule and
a
such.
A study I read is that people with unique names generally do better in business.
Really?
Because they're easier to remember?
Must be something like that. I don't know.
So that means that the people that actually make it through their childhood and don't turn out bad end up being really good.
Well, as long as you don't have a retarded name.
So basically John's fucked because his name's John.
Yeah.
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 But there's no
I normally just go by Sangster.
What's your middle name, John?
I don't have any middle name.
Denise.
You have a middle name.
Donald. I don't really go by it, though.
What is it?
Donald. I just told
you. I thought you said, I don't know.
I don't know.
Donald.
I forgot.
Apricot? Your middle name's Apricot. I like it. Okay, so the next one on the list is teaching them to be themselves.
And there's a picture of a little girl wearing dish gloves, a cape, and she has braids, and she may or may not be a ginger, and she has goggles.
That kid's hardcore. My hero now is that kid.
So long story short, you don't want your kids to be themselves because...
Kids are shit.
Then they'll be retarded and no one will like them.
Okay, so far this article is bumming me right out.
Well, you know.
Oh, look at that kid.
He's drinking.
He's getting hammered.
Little baby's drinking beer.
But, No, I can sort of see where they're coming from with that. I mean, I still want to see everyone be themselves, but if you're taught from, like, a baby that being yourself is the best way to be and don't conform at all, then you're going to have a tough time fitting
in. You're
going
to be an oddball your whole life. Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
I'm an oddball.
So what's this one say? Something about peer pressure?
You should have read it. Shit.
Yeah.
I don't read any of this stuff before.
Do your research.
What you guys told me not to.
What are you, not Einstein? Clearly.
Anyways, that's that for that one. Let's skip to the next one.
Yeah, there's not really much you guys fucking say about that stupid shit.
All right, number five is making them play sports. So if you dress them up and you make them go in the field and make them try to hit home runs, they're going to get depressed and end up wanting to kill themselves.
Which I can see. I used to be in baseball, and I hated it. My parents never really made me, but
they want you to try it. They're like, go ahead, give baseball a try. You'll make friends. And it's like, yeah.
I did, but I didn't like it. It was stupid. No. Baseball's the worst sport.
My parents made me play Mario. It's the worst.
I made myself play Mario.
Yeah.
6 hours a day.
Yeah.
Cross train.
I liked in this article where it said, according to the study, athletes are some of the most dishonest kids in school. Like...
Everybody knows that.
It's because sports are competition, you know?
Yeah, do what you can do to win and get ahead, essentially.
Yeah. Sports are competition. You're always against everyone in some shape or form. You're against your own teammates. If you get benched if you suck. You know, if you're the best, you get worshipped for not a good reason. It's a whole lot of...
And there's a lot of pressure on the athletes in school to do well in school.
Yep.
Yep.
And because if they you know, fail or whatnot, then they're off the team.
And their parents. So,
especially if you're like a high school quarterback... In the South, where they like live and breathe football. Yeah. You know how a lot of movies that have football teams in
there. Rudy?
Like, we're counting on you to win us that game, Bubba Ray. I'll try my best, Mr. Anderson.
Weird. We like, combine Rudy and the Matrix.
So original.
We'll play the Irish.
I was going to pick something different, but then I just wanted to say Mr. Anderson again.
Like, sports are just like games, right?
Yeah.
People get so riled up about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's not a game anymore.
That's why I originally about the Olympics, they were talking about how good it is because it brings all the countries together. And I was like, I don't know about that because they're all competing. But then I was like, no, it's they're old enough to take it as healthy competition. Like, it's the best athletes in the world, and it brings literally all the countries together. It's the one time a year that everybody's together doing something, even if it's not super productive, like building houses.
And usually,
dying people.
Usually, once you get up to that,
they need houses. They need graves.
Sorry. They need mausoleums.
Yes.
But you get up to that level, like super professional level, and you have pretty good respect for everybody else there.
Yeah.
Maybe the actual athletes.
Yeah.
But like the countries and stuff do like crazy things, like bribe and like try to kill off like
and
the fucking
off
people
girls
from the
guys.
Other country.
Oh, yeah. What was her name? Castor Semenya? Was that her name?
I have no idea.
I think that's what it was. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
The South African runner who basically was a man.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't She's like a man. She was something like
a man,
one of those like third or fourth genders.
Yeah.
She was born like
40%
man.
She was a man with a penis and no boobs.
Her pussy had a big dick instead of a clit. Essentially.
And like there was a thing about like China passing off like prepubescent kids as gymnasts.
Well, but even in the NBA, there's only been like four Chinese players, and two of them have had like major age issues, like, and one of the current ones, they didn't know if he was like 23 or like 27. Like, they completely lied about it, and there's like different passports on the internet of his with different birth dates.
Who's
on it
that?
And stuff. Yi Jianyan.
There's three or four Asian players in the NBA?
Sun Yu from the New York Knicks.
Okay.
Yao Ming, obviously.
Yeah.
And then Yi Jianyan on the Nets.
Are they any good?
I
know the Nets aren't good.
Yi and
good,
Yao
so.
Aren't bad. And Sun Yu is... He's a point guard, so like he needs to work on stuff, but like he's
he needs
not
to
bad.
Work on his court vision.
Yeah.
So he can see better side to side.
God.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Insert a black joke here, and that'll be your revenge. John?
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move on to the fourth one. The fourth thing that parents do to fuck their kids over is starting them in school too early.
Oh, that would suck.
Like, give them a jump start by making them be the stupidest in the class because they can't fucking talk yet.
They're eating the crayons, smearing glue on their balls instead of working out math equations.
Just for the record, I started a year early, so, and look how I turned out.
Great.
Well, I know some people who started a year early and they hated it because, you know, you're always a year younger than all your peers and shit like that.
I failed grade 8 and they said that part of the reason they failed me in grade 8 is because I was younger and they thought I should be around my own age. And I was like, how about I failed because I'm stupid?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, I'm not that dumb.
How are we going to break this to this little retarded boy?
Yeah.
He is retarded, right?
Retarded enough.
They look over, you have like two crayons up your nose just trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yes, he is retired.
Hey, I was always trying to be funny. That's got to count for something, asshole.
What if they ever confuse somebody being a clown with them being, like, handicapped?
I get it all the time. People always ask. That's probably one of the questions I hear the most.
Retarded?
Are you retarded?
Yeah.
Or what's wrong with
you? Or even just, like, ...
Yeah.
Our comedy has turned into, I don't know what to say about you guys.
I like it that way.
Okay, so number three is warning them about strangers, giving them the whole, like... Strangers are scary. You don't want to be anywhere around them. Don't talk to them, blah, 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 because it just makes them paranoid.
There's a great Penn and Teller bullshit episode about that, about stranger danger, where there's this kid. I forget how old he was. He was maybe about 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
And he really wanted to ride the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom's like, sure, you want to learn how to ride the subway at 10? Okay, let's do it. And she let him, and he does it, and he's never had any problem.
Yeah.
I forget his name. It was something really weird. But we'll find out what his name is, because I bet you in a couple years... We might hear about him missing.
It's possible. I mean, the thing is the media plays all that stuff up so much. Like, you know, a kid goes missing, and then all of a sudden, everyone's on it. It's, you know, 100% news coverage, and so it's in everyone's face.
Yep.
Amber.
And not only that, but they take, like instances that happen all the time. Like, what are the chances that a kid on a subway is going to go missing? It's going to happen, you know? And they're going to make a big deal about it.
A lot of the time, it's not strangers.
Exactly.
They say anyway.
It's almost always family members.
Family members or someone that lives close by. Old Mr.
Uncle.
What was Mr. Mac? Remember Mr. Mac?
No.
From that YouTube video where Well, take a picture to remember the day you spilled the paint.
Oh, that's a gross video. We'll have to post that.
We'll have to post that up. Basically, it's this old man who's a pedophile, and he spills paints on little boys' shirts and then says, oh, you better take that off so we can wash you up.
Yeah. And then it's very disturbing.
But it sounds funny.
It is. It's like so realistic. It's hilarious and disturbing.
It's really bad.
Just like our podcast is.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Works.
All right. Number two is heaping praise on them. Making them think they're special when in reality, they're fucking just regular ass little kids.
I like the picture how it's, that kid looks like a fucking boot.
Yeah.
Look at her mouth. Teeth all busted up.
The douchebag movement.
Yeah.
So basically, if you make your child think they're too special and don't make them work and learn things, they're going to end up being, as we say, bros or douchebags.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that just the other day. How that kind of works, it screws people up.
Yeah.
They get too much praise. Like, say if you're a parent and your kid's ugly, do you think the parents of ugly kids realize that their kid's ugly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or do they just kind of...
Like, probably not, because they're probably ugly themselves.
I think they just gas them up.
Because they're just like, it's from my pussy, so can't be that bad, I guess.
I don't know. I've taken some gross shits.
Okay.
That's from my ass.
Like the one
Derek
I took today.
Just shits on the beauty of childbirth.
Yep. I was drinking Colt 45 last night. I thought the shit I had this morning was going to come out of the bowl and strangle me.
It's gross. Yep. It wasn't double tapered.
It's sick.
Ah, this one can't
be. So don't praise your kids too much.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't, you know, like, that and once they don't get praise when they're older, they're going to think the world is crashing down around them, you know? Like, I personally wasn't treated like I was a fucking special kid. You know, it's like you're going to grow up and learn things. And my parents let me make a lot of mistakes, which at, like when I was like, you know, 20, I was like, I don't know if I like that. But now I'm like, oh, I'm glad I just went and figured this stuff out. You know, nothing bad happened to me. Mm-hmm. I had my little, you know, mistakes and I figured them out, moved on. So
it's better to learn it whenever you're young instead of like get out on your own at like 18 or 19 or whatever. And then just completely fucking screw your life because you don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
I agree. So everybody fuck up early. Yep. Kids out there,
fuck up early and often.
Yeah, often, and you'll be
like
all
like what Miss Frizzle says.
Who?
Make mistake. You never watched Magic School Bus?
Oh my god.
Oh. Okay. And you're making fun of me for making a Pokemon joke.
I wasn't making fun of you.
Which one of you was?
It
might have been you.
No, I didn't know what you were talking about.
I said it was well executed.
Oh, thank you. We're so quick to jump at each other just because we're always ribbing each other. You motherfucker! What did you just say about me? I was on your side.
So our number one thing that parents do to fuck their kids over is showing them educational videos. Because educational videos, let's face it, they're so far from reality and ridiculous that it just fucks with your kid's brain.
And it's the lazy way out. I mean, you park a kid in front of a TV for multiple hours a day and then you're done.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
Unless it's picture pages with, what's his name?
Bill Ichabod Cosby?
Mortimer. Yeah, Bill Cosby. What's his name? Little old black man.
Yeah. Mortimer Ichabod.
Mortimer Ichabod, that was it.
The pen.
The little pen.
Did you guys ever watch Beakman's World?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to watch that. And, of course, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah, those two shows were amazing.
They were great. Bill Nye was way better, though, I think. I didn't like, I don't know. Beakman was okay.
Know.
You compare those to, like, the TV shows they have now, and it's just awful.
They had, like, no funding back then.
Yeah.
I watched Dora the Explorer a lot with my girlfriend.
You did not.
Yeah. No, with the girlfriend I have now. She's younger.
Oh. Isn't that for 6-year-olds? Yep.
Yep.
It's disturbing.
So what you want to do later? Ooh, shit. You dirty girl.
That's gross.
Was that a laughing cry?
That was a whimper.
That was a definition of a whimper.
For everyone out there, I have to sit closest to Luke. It's kind of disturbing sometimes.
I bet. I'm always rubbing his inner thigh all the time. I'm so eager when I'm talking. What are you doing?
What'd you think of that joke, John?
You're hurting me.
All right, so speaking of children getting hurt over stupid parent things, our next story is about basically in the past 25 years, hundreds of children are believed to have died in the United States after faith-healing parents forbade. Shut up. Medical attention to end their sickness or protect their lives. When minors die from a lack of parental care, it's usually a matter of criminal neglect and is often tried as murder. However, when the parents say the neglect was an article of faith, courts routinely hand down lighter sentences.
That has to make you pretty mad. It makes me pretty mad.
It does.
That people say that people can do just as horrible things and blame it on God, and it's like, not so bad.
Like the stories of like the mothers who drown their three kids in the tub, and they're just like, God told me to do it.
That's slightly different.
Kind of, but I don't know. I think God just tells people. Maybe God just likes to see.
He actually does that.
He's just bored. He's like, you know, flicking around through his TV that goes through all the Earth channels, and then he just tells a woman to drown them so he can watch it.
Yeah.
Never know. Maybe God just has a big
remote. Think he works like
seems
that.
Seems like
man.
Me. I don't know. It sounds.
Ever notice God cares as much as he doesn't care? Strange how that works.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Things just seem to happen.
Yeah.
They seem to keep trucking, don't they?
Yeah.
We won't go there, though. No, but at the same time, though, you know, like, if you're going to start doing the whole, like, if someone comes to court and blah, 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 faith, God, blah, 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 no, you're a murderer, that's not true, that's going to cause even more problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like the lesser of two evils. You just kind of have to go with, yeah, you're right, God told you that, but you still can't do that. You know, like, you can't jump down their throats like a real smart judge would do.
Like, well, is the judge allowed to go, oh, God tells me to put you away forever?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
God's talking to me too, motherfucker. Yeah. You're going away for a long-ass time.
I'm drowning you in a bathtub.
It's Judge Mathis, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, the lesson learned here is that if you do accidentally kill your kids, just convert really fast.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
pull
the
out
excuse.
That Bible.
Get a jail-free car.
Just like last week. Up. Just like last week, we had the whole, if you have child porn, blame it on the virus. We're finding all sorts of ways out of these horrible situations.
So keep coming to us if you're an up-and-coming criminal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't
or pedophile
trouble.
Or whatever.
We're going to be like the new CSI, like criminals listen to get tips and shit like that.
And yeah. We can start giving really cheesy lines and then taking off our sunglasses.
Let's start wearing sunglasses during the podcast, guys.
Deal.
We should do a sunglasses episode, and we'll just call it the sunglasses episode, and we'll all wear sunglasses, and that'll be it.
Sounds really exciting for our listeners.
Devin pulls out a pair of sunglasses. He's ready.
Yeah, I'm good.
So, basically, and not only that, but I don't have a problem. Like, I have a problem when kids die because of faith. That doesn't really, you know, that's not agreeing with my morals.
Yeah, if your kid has AIDS, don't just, like, sprinkle cinnamon on his head.
Unless you're hungry.
Yeah.
Oh!
But the whole faith healing thing is just as bad as people who believe all in the natural route. And that doesn't work a lot of time either.
Well, it's
just
like
Bob
same
Marley.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Bob Marley
sad,
was
eh?
A Rastafarian. He had, cancer in his toe, and he refused to get it removed because in the Rastafari religion, you have to be put back in the grave as you were born.
And stay high as a motherfucker.
Yeah. And so, you know. But you know what? As long as people keep doing their thing, you know, I feel bad for all the shit that happens, but
we're
never
going to... It's one thing to say live and let live, but these people are killing their kids, not themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have no problem if these people do stupid shit and cause themselves to die or cause themselves to, like, get their arm amputated or some retarded thing.
Mm.
But to have their kids die or to have their kids, like, scarred for life because they didn't want to go against the religion...
It doesn't matter if the kids are scarred for life if they're dead, though.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
they
it's
won't
not,
notice.
They're not sorry. Always going to die. I mean, you know, people do faith healing things, and it, you know, it just doesn't work.
Loses an arm or a leg or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know
if God just comes down and slices off an arm. Shit.
I don't know if it's on there, but there was a case recently where a kid had cancer, and they wanted to do faith healing instead of, like, real chemotherapy.
Yeah.
So, like, the mother, like, speared the kid away from the hospital. And they found the kid, and they were saying, all right, we're taking you away from your family to get actual medicine, like real healing.
Hmm.
And now he's cancer-free. Really? And they're giving back. Like, here's your kid back.
And the mom was like, you're
he's
lucky
alive.
I was praying while he was in the hospital.
That's
I took care
part.
Of him.
That's the sad part. She probably still believes
thinks
that
it was her,
God's will.
Yep.
See, then in the other, like, just to be devil's advocate kind of thing, with cancer specifically, you can have cancer that you cannot fix.
Yep.
And yet people will still try and fix it and make your quality of life just shit for those few months.
Yeah, but how do you know? I mean, like...
Well, you don't know, but I'm just saying, like, if the person's going to die anyway, what's the problem with giving them some, like, that faith that if they believe it, then they're going to have a really good time for those 2 months
or
whatever they have to live.
I think
they're
going to
be dying
of
cancer.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know? It's just better than sitting in a hospital bed, like, completely dead sick every day.
I'm not saying the faith is 100% bad. Like, I think it's good for people to have faith and obviously be there for their loved ones and stuff like that. But just the blind faith, not even just in these instances we're talking about, but just the blind,
stubborn.
Just blind faith just irritates me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, some people, their only advice is, oh, just pray, baby, and everything will be all right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely fucking pass.
You know what would actually be
test.
Better than that? Is watching South Park. Because at least you'll laugh and you'll be happier when you're done. That should be what everyone has to do when they're sick, is just watch South Park.
Or masturbate. Yep. That's what I used to do whenever I was homesick.
Really?
Yeah, when I first got the internet and it had that screechy dial-up. And I'd stay home sick and I'd just beat my dick till it looked like beef jerky.
Wow.
Doctors used to actually like manually masturbate women.
What was that story about? I heard about that just like the other day.
Maybe we talked about it on a podcast before.
Did we talk about it on the podcast or was it when we weren't recording?
It might have been during one of our MSN things.
Oh. They used to have like a little, like a dildo basically, didn't they? And they just get them off.
The medicinal dildo.
It was like a cure for hysteria.
Oh yeah,
this bitch is crazy. Shove this up her pussy.
Yeah,
like she looks better now. Yeah, she's all relaxed and shit.
It usually does cure girls pretty fast. A proper dick down.
Yeah, there was actually a study. They actually did a study to see if praying helped people heal, and it actually has the opposite effect.
Really,
like people who rely on healing are worse off than people that don't, because they like worry a lot more.
Yeah,
which has a negative
effect. And exercise reduces it major. So. I guess we just need to completely take care of religion and replace it with some good old-fashioned kickboxing.
Yeah, I agree.
Having said that...
Fight Club in the cancer ward.
There goes Devin with his most... That's Devin's most inappropriate joke so far, people.
I don't know. Last week he had a doozy that we were all like, oh, Devin, you took it too far.
You monster.
All right, we're going to take a break now, and we're going to talk about some tall bitches after the break. So.
Tall bitches.
That's a huge bitch.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Rock Johnson, and you're listening to Background Noise at RedMatterSite.com. And if you can pry yourself away from this show long enough, check me out at MySpace.com/RockJohnson5.
Tall bitches, guys.
What do you think about tall bitches?
I don't even like tall beers, because by the time I'm done, like...
You sound like you just drank one.
To me, everyone's a tall bitch.
The tall part, I don't mind. It's good. But the bitch part, you can't. No. No good.
That's actually the measure of their bitch. You're a tall bitch today.
Lucy Lawless, major bitch.
Yeah.
That's why midgets are so happy and pleasant. Yeah. Hey, I'd love to suck a cock today.
Yeah. Because they are not tall bitches.
But there's people who say that every morning when they get up.
Really?
Can't wait to suck a cock today.
Yeah, there are definitely girls out there who do that. And Derek, oh.
I can't believe you told him that. That's awful. Okay, so the story is basically this gigantic Amazon bitch gave advice to little short dweeb ass fucking people that want to woo the tall bitches, and they gave tips for the short people to use on the tall people.
Derek, you're so eloquent.
I know.
What you do is you throw a bolo at their legs so they fall over.
Yeah.
They keel over like the walkers in Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah. Just run around their legs with a
fire. Hire a couple Ewoks just to take some yarn and run around a tall bitch.
Yeah.
Until she falls to her knees.
Okay.
And kiss her forehead.
So, tip one, stay away from cheesy lines. Speaking on behalf of tall women everywhere, this isn't me saying this, I'm reading the article, I would like to deliver this breaking news. We know we're tall. Gee, you're tall? How tall are you? Do you play basketball? That will not endear us.
So what you want to do is walk up and say, he's a big bitch, you know that?
Or my goodness, you're awfully normal in size.
Just try to play it off.
Yeah.
As you look up at them.
Yeah. You could be a fucking power forward for the San Antonio Spurs, but...
Like, I've seen taller bitches.
Are you wearing skis, bitch?
Yeah.
I didn't know they made sandals in skis.
Yeah.
Ski size.
So don't flatter them by mentioning that they're huge.
Flatter them?
That's kind of generic advice. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this girl's like, how would you like to write an article for our site? And now she feels like she's a scholar.
Yeah.
And she's just telling us things we already know. Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah.
Girls don't like retarded pickup lines?
Oh, man. I can't
believe it. Yeah.
No.
So if you meet a tall girl, just don't go up to her and say... Golly, you sure are tall. That won't work. All right. So advice number two, get over it.
Nobody's getting over her unless you got a pole vault.
Oh! A game of leapfrog with her would be
awesome. Yeah, he was just waiting for it. Shit.
You just smash your nuts on the back of her neck trying to jump over her.
And that's when she's crouching in a ball. Yeah. Maybe you've never gone out with a tall woman. Maybe you're a little intimidated. A little intimidated. We're all a little intimidated compared to her.
Yeah, we're tall intimidated.
Yeah. That's awful.
I'm sorry, guys.
Maybe she's taller than you. When dating a tall woman, operate under this premise. She's fine with the fact that she's tall. Let it be fine for you. Unless
That's
it isn't
fine for you.
Not necessarily
true.
It's probably not fine
for her. Most tall chicks are pretty insecure about being tall.
Yep. And that's weird because, like, sometimes they're just like 5'11 and they have like long ass legs and they're like, oh, I'm too tall. It's like, no, you're not.
Yes. Yeah. If you're taller than me, you're too tall. For me.
For you.
I don't like, I'm not down with girls taller than me. It makes me feel emasculated.
Yeah.
I can see 5'11, that's like 3.5 inches shorter than me.
So you're tall. Totally fuck.
I like petite girls. Very cute. And I can just pick them up and fucking. No.
What?
What?
Which sense of a bit of an ego in this article. Is anyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does seem kind of like.
Oh, when I read it, I was just like, what? Like, and not only that, but the way she introduced it and stuff, it was just like very amateur. It seemed like some bitch on a.
She
laptop.
Has her hand on
exactly.
Her
that's why you would call it tall bitches.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
If it was good, we wouldn't say that.
I would probably.
Oh, you probably would.
Yeah.
You got a pussy, and you're not my mom, or my grandmom, or these guys' moms, or these guys' grandmoms.
You
probably bitch.
You covered all bases there. I appreciate that.
No, that's very kind of you.
I always say that when I say the word bitch, like there's so many degrees of separation. Like if I know you, then your people are safe.
Yeah.
But if you're just some bitch, I might just say, hey, bitch.
As soon as you don't know someone, they can fucking apply for bitch status.
The whole family applies for bitch status.
Your family's a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Bitch status.
Bitch status.
That should be the new fucking word of the year.
And the fun, like, and when I say tall bitches, I don't mean like tall girls or tall women. I mean tall bitches. Let's face it. Like we said, we were talking about on MSN the other day. Luke was saying about how he calls some girls cunts and some girls bitches. But you know what? He doesn't call some girls cunts and bitches. He calls some cunts cunts and some bitches bitches.
It's true.
You earn the nickname that you get. You know, if I'm acting like a fucking cock-sucking dweeb ass,
Derek,
then call me that.
Derek, quit sucking that cock, you cocksucker.
Slap it out of my mouth and, you know, whatever. It's all good. Okay, number three.
Okay, then.
Treat her like a lady. We can look Grant Hill in the eye, but we're like every other woman inside.
Did she say that? I wouldn't want to look.
I changed that. I changed that myself. Okay.
I was gonna say, we always talk about Grant Hill's eyes. He always looks like
he's stunned.
He always looks like there's a giant cake. Yeah. He always has cake in his vision.
A surprise birthday party for Grant Hill every day. Yeah. But it says, we're like every other woman on the inside, so treat us accordingly. So basically, if you're with a tall girl, don't fuck her like she's Grant Hill.
I wonder if they are like that on the inside.
Don't fuck her like she's the small forward for the Phoenix Suns.
Are there pussies tall, too?
Okay, again, how is this any different than a not tall chick?
Yeah, really.
Oh, she's just giving us the fucking stupidest advice. Yeah. Don't drop the N-word around black people. Oh, really? I've been doing that, and it's been working pretty well.
Yeah, let me just write these down.
Yeah.
Treat her like a lady. It's, I don't know. I would have a very hard time treating a woman like a lady if she was like 6'4".
And she had a fucking bow and arrow over her shoulder and a shield on her back.
Don't bash me.
Actual Amazon.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Diablo style. Why not?
Sure.
But I mean, you don't need to be short to have class.
Yeah.
So, if they have class, then good enough. But most, this person here sounds like...
Why does it matter if they go to school? Some girls are smart when they don't go to class.
Good job, Luke. You fucking ass.
And I just want everyone to know that Devin was looking at me dead serious when he said that.
Yeah.
Shaking his head.
Yeah.
Devin hates Luke.
Yeah. We just hate each other. As soon as the mics go off, we're just fucking done.
Gone.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fight Club earlier, that's definitely what's going on after this.
Yeah.
Me and you. Fucking cage match.
Brock Lesnar comes in and whoops all of our asses. That's where he gets all the wins.
I'll punch him in his shit tunnel.
Which is now in his stomach.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So, advice number four. We're all the same height in bed. Honestly, I don't get why men are so flummoxed about wooing skyscraper-sized women. Sometimes it's their sexual anxiety. Are men worried they won't measure up in the bedroom? We know we're all the same height when it comes to sex.
That's
long story
super
short.
Wrong.
Yeah,
did
well,
she
I
actually
mean,
call herself a skyscraper?
I didn't change that one, I swear.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That did you actually change some of them?
The fact that
I changed the Grant Hill part.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's super wrong. That's super duper wrong.
I don't want to pick up a girl that, when I'm holding her, it's like 2 4x4s taped together. Like just really long.
Yeah, like a really small girl, you can just pick her up and like move her around. And
give her a power bomb.
Exactly. Hang her upside down from the monkey bars.
It's not like you're tightrope walking with one of those big balancing poles.
Exactly. You're just tumbling all over the place trying
not
to carry
that,
this huge bitch.
In bed, it might make a difference. If you're laying in bed and her knees are at the end of the bed, like going down and her feet touch the floor, that's fucking weird.
Yeah, that's very weird.
That's a big bitch. So no, we're not all the same.
We're not all the same height and bed because we're all different heights, no matter where we are.
I think I disagree with this woman on a lot of her points.
Wait till you get this last one.
Is there a picture of her on that link?
I think there's a picture of her face.
I would love to see a picture of this.
I bet she's super ugly.
I'm gonna read five, and we'll.
I bet she's really nice.
Does she have a long face?
There she is.
Oh, I hate her.
She's gross.
Oh, there's you.
Oh, why's it gotta be a nigga trying to talk to her too? Look,
he's courting her.
Come on now. That's just making that stereotype even more true. That black people like black guys like. Big white girls. Like, you watch Jenny Jones, and it's like, and now we'll bring out Ray Ray.
Yeah.
He comes out, and like, fucking this fat white girl named Heather is pregnant with his.
It looks like her neck is wider than her head.
Yeah.
And she's only 6'1.
Yeah. And she's like, I don't mean I'm 5'10. I'm 6'1. It's like, well, that's 3 inches, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, don't make that big of a deal of it. You stupid bitch.
I think
anyway.
Her problem is that she's ugly, and she has the face of a fish. And look at her neck. She has like that big neck bone. I don't like that. Fix it, bitch.
It's not a bone.
Well, whatever it is, like I'll fucking punch her in it. Yeah. And then it won't be anything, John.
All right. So the last piece of advice we have for you that are looking to woo giant bitches is if you're worried about what other people think, you pick her up for a date in stilettos and she's way taller than you. Gulp. I know. She's way too big.
If she can't fit into your Volkswagen Beetle, you gotta get a stretch limo just to pick this bitch up.
And she has to lay in the back. Flatbed.
Flatbed truck with bungee cords.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of lumber.
Oh my god.
This bitch is lumber.
Are you going camping? No, I'm going to pick up this girl.
Hey, if you're a girl and you're way taller than your date, maybe don't break out the stilettos right away.
A lot of tall girls do wear them.
Unless she's fat too, because then she can just pound the stilettos into regular size sneakers by the end of the night.
Puts holes in the cement.
Yeah. So, it says, what will your buddies think when you roll into a party with a woman who towers above you? See, she even is using it to make us feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, I tower above you. Yeah, we also tower in shittiness above me. Yeah,
Susanna exactly. Breslin. Susanna Breslin, you're a cunt.
Yeah,
this comes back to what we were talking about.
Just write her a crude email.
Yeah.
We should write her. Maybe I wonder if she'd write her.
Tell her to listen
back.
To our podcast.
Yeah,
we have a good 20 minutes talking about how shitty she is.
Let's tell her that we liked it and we talked about it and then see what she says.
Then she'll write an article on us and maybe we'll get a little bit of plugging. A little plug. Yeah.
I'm not against that.
Like, we like you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next episode, we're like, this bit. I mean, this woman is just wonderful.
She's giant and voluptuous.
Yeah.
But she still needs a chance.
What was five? Oh, if you're worried about what other people think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people are just going to say that's a huge bitch when you walk in.
Yeah.
She's pretty much like, I'm so great, you can't handle me. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what she's saying.
She's great like a fucking cedar wood, like an old tree in the forest.
She's like one of those trees in Vancouver.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so mad now.
Oh, she's hideous. She's tall and really pale. That's a bad combo because it's just more pale.
Yeah.
Her face probably in the clouds.
She looks
all
like
day.
A telephone pole.
But she's also right beside a black dude in that picture. So she probably looks a little bit more pale than what she is.
He might be an NBA player. She might be lying
to
us.
Bogues.
She might be 6'6".
Yeah, honestly, he doesn't even look like he's standing up. Like, he looks like he's like on his knees there. Because, I mean, if she's 6'1", that guy would have to be, like, 4 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at her shadow. It's just her big face.
Yeah.
It looks like
Stonehenge.
I was about to say it looks like the statues on Easter Island.
Easter Island. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. Easter Island statues.
She probably helped make Stonehenge.
She lugged the rocks over. Is anyone tall enough to lift these? I got them.
Karen with her damn nose.
What do you think her voice is like? Do you think she has, like, a tall person voice?
She sounds like Andre the Giant.
Or George A. Murisan.
Yeah.
She's terrible. Yeah. I don't like this bitch.
No.
We done with her.
Yeah, we are. What else that I don't think we really like that much?
What else don't we
like? Well, maybe you do. I don't.
Okay.
Pointy bras.
Worst.
I think that's... I can't stand it. It's, like, so ridiculous. It's like me wearing pointy underwear, so I have a giant fucking cone sticking out of my dick. Like, honestly.
A giant sharp cock.
Yeah.
A sharp cock.
This is my natural shape.
Sharp tits are no good. What's the... Do you have a little...
A little spiel. It says...
A little blurb, and we'll get into it.
Pointy conical bras made famous in the 1950s by stars such as Marilyn Monroe and Jane Russell are making a comeback. Ladies across the country are ditching their padded bras to embrace their assets. I don't know if that's embracing your assets, getting fucking big triangles.
That's
but anyway.
Embracing your tit sets. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
keep going.
They can't all be winners.
After John Lewis revealed, the sales point in bras are up 33% compared to the same time last year.
They look like armadillo tits.
They do. It's
I don't
just
like
weird.
It.
Like, it doesn't look natural.
No, I don't like...
They look pointy and hurty. Like, it would hurt.
I've been with some girls before that have had kind of like those a pointer in. Style bra, and yeah. I don't like it because no. it makes their tits look like teardrops, like they're sad.
Yeah. But if they wear them a bunch, it stays that way.
Their tits just stay like
yeah.
triangles.
Yeah.
I'm just used to coming on circles. If you put triangles in front of me, I'm not going to know what to do. Like,
how do
it's
I?
Like a little kid what? Trying to put one of those pegs in the square peg in a circle hole.
I don't know what to do.
Do I shoot my load on these triangle tits?
I don't know what'll happen.
Yeah. I don't want to fuck those tits. I might get pierced.
You'll get a belt sander and fucking level them out for them.
I don't know. I mean, if they want to wear them, I don't really have a problem with it.
I do.
Damn it. I'm going to give. If I Sorry. See. If That's you are boring. In this city wearing that and I see you, I'm going to come up and give you a fucking Indian burn. I'm just going to grab your forearm and just start twisting. And you'll be like, what is this fucking nigga doing? And
I'm like, I was born this way.
And you'll actually say that, even if you're a white girl. Yeah. What is this nigga doing? Somebody stop him.
And then he'll do it even more.
And I'll go, what'd you say to me, bitch?
I'd rather you didn't bring that up. So yeah, people are just being more experimental. They're trying new things. They're dressing like old people.
Wait, what? Trying new things by dressing like old people.
Well, trying new things like for this age. Mean.
What's old is new yep. now, it seems. That's why maybe I'll start dating just an older woman.
Yeah.
People always say, Lucas, you need to date an older woman, which I don't get because I'm childish. Maybe because I need a mother figure.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just date like a 60-year-old
yeah.
with a name like Ida.
Oh my lord. Here comes Luke and Edith.
Could you imagine next time you guys pick me up to do the show and you gotta help me get her out of the car and she has a little walker? Oh, hi, boys.
Then you bring her in the house and the lights start flickering and like a fucking lamp smashes against the wall. Like, damn, Ida is getting it. I'd have sex with your wife.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat. I just don't like the shapes. I don't like anything that's not natural, and that doesn't look natural to
it
me.
Looks just really bad to have pointy tits. And girls that have pointy tits, I'm sorry, it's bad.
Mm.
It's just bad when tits are pointy.
Kind of weird.
Like those 70s tits. You look at Playboys from like the 70s, yeah. and they have those terrible...
It's just weird.
You could ski on them if you were a little Lego figure.
Yeah.
I always wonder about that. Has that much changed?
Some girls, I think...
It seems girls are hotter these days. Am I crazy by saying that?
I think
back then we're way different now. We can like on regular channels we see like titties hanging out.
You
know, like
girls
back then,
you meet in real life.
And girls got to evolve to be sexier because our only job on this planet is to fucking die, basically.
Yeah.
So every now and then God's like, I think women need bigger tits. And he just pumps them up with his little like a Reebok sneaker. Boom, 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 boom.
Wait. Bends down.
Yeah, bigger, rounder ones.
Yep.
If I believed in God, but yeah. A whole other argument, I guess.
Why would we argue?
Because I know how much you love Jesus.
Bike club.
It's true, I do. All right,
wind beneath your wings.
Yeah. Speaking of bitches trying things, bitches is the word of the day, apparently.
It's
this segment
word.
Is on bitches.
It's
I'll stop after the next
one. Every
break.
Day.
Yeah. No, you're not. Yeah.
I've been turned into a monster by these bitches.
Yeah.
Except for the women. I love you, ladies. Yeah. What? Go on. Sorry.
A report from the Pew Research Center says that one in three teens say they have texted while driving. Stop making noises. I'm trying to read, you fucking jerk.
Did you say from the Pew?
Yes, really? I said from the Pew. Didn't you read the article? Man, if I had a laser right now, I'd lay you out with it.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay, I'm not going to even say it. From a research center. Pew. Says that one in three teens say they have texted while driving, and the other two-thirds admitted to lying while answering the question. So basically every teen...
What?
Texts.
So question one is, have you texted while driving? And question two was, did you just lie?
Yeah. They're like, yes, totally. Did. Yeah, it says one in three texting teens between 16 and 17 say they have texted while driving. That translates into 26% of all American teens aged 16 to 7. So half of the cell-loading teens... have talked on a cell phone while driving as well.
And see, I think texting while driving is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So bad. I'm sure there are some people out there who have a bit of sense and maybe they can do it.
No.
But you know, most people just can't.
Nope. I don't think there's anyone out there that could actually text and drive.
But some people can drive drunk decently.
Not
that's bullshit
enough.
Too.
Not to say I'm an advocate of that, but yeah. I know some people.
I would say that's bullshit because they just haven't been in a situation where it's that bad that they're going to get into an accident. And they're going to eventually if they kept doing it.
Nuh-uh.
I've definitely texted while driving before.
Yep.
Totally. I have to say, though, I really don't think any text message that anyone in this room or in Halifax sends is important enough that we need to do it while we're driving.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
even while you're walking. Like, fucking sit down for a second.
I can't stand when I see people walking and texting the whole time. I want to go over and pick it up and fucking smash it.
Yeah.
And then slap them.
There was that story a few months back where the girl fell into the open manhole while she was texting.
And good for her.
That's hilarious.
She should fall in a manhole for
walking and
texting.
Then the Ninja Turtles fired her back up through it.
We don't want this bitch.
People have been doing that before cell phones were invented.
Yeah.
The old, like, read a newspaper and walk off a cliff story.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a story about this. I'm not going to say who it is just because whatever, but someone I know. They're,
it's Derek.
No, Derek doesn't have a husband that I know of. But anyway, this person I know, their husband and son was rear-ended really bad. Derek, shut the fuck up.
I wasn't even going to say anything.
Shut the fuck up. As soon as I said rear-end, I look at Derek and he goes,
I wasn't even going to say anything. I was going to let it go, but whatever.
Bum sex.
Anyway, their car was hit from behind.
Okay, hit from
behind. Not with a dick, with another car. Because this young, this younger girl was texting and driving and going like 80. And then she looked up and she just smashed into it. And everyone's fine from the accident, but they're in pretty rough shape for a while. But I just remember hearing that story and just that kind of really hit it home for me that people shouldn't text when driving.
Yeah. It's not just texting. You shouldn't do anything else.
And like
driving.
The whole drunk driving thing. People shouldn't drink and drive. I wasn't trying to say they should. I'm just playing a devil's advocate a bit like that.
Even me, whenever I'm like putting in the GPS information and stuff, I feel really weird.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting there like looking at the GPS, I'm like, I really shouldn't be doing this. And I know I shouldn't, but
that's why
it's
you get
the same,
a GSP.
It's the same deal as
a GSP. Yeah.
A George St. Pierre to sit in the back and tell you where to go. Remember?
That's all he does.
Turn left.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep. Sorry, I cut someone off really bad there. And I apologize for my rudeness. John?
Go on.
You were about to say something,
hon. You seem to have something important to say.
No, go
so.
Ahead, Peach.
I forgot what it was.
Yep. You just called John Peach.
Yep, that's right.
My middle name.
John Peach Sangster. Peaches. I thought it was Donald.
Yeah,
so you're a fucking liar. Yeah. He just did what these kids did on the test.
I have seven middle names.
What's your middle name? Donald. Are you lying? Yes, it's actually Peach.
Wow.
I grew on a tree. On a peach orchard.
So we don't like when people text.
Texting, period.
Fuck you, I love that.
That's all you have to say. Texting, period.
You know what? Texting's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
No, it isn't.
I can get how
talk to my friends.
I can get how texting is kind of cool because it's just like a simple. You can like shoot.
Do you ever try to phone someone from like a loud club? It's fucking hard.
That's true. It has its. But the people who text constantly as their main everything is what irritates me. People constantly checking their phone, and they constantly have their phone with them. Like I see them grocery shopping, and they're not looking where they're going. Or you try walking up Spring Garden. And you got these people walking and texting, and you have to move out of their way and look out for their safety.
Oh, I never do that.
But I'm like, fuck, I'll just bump into someone. Pushing motherfuckers.
Are you doing a podcast and someone keeps checking their phone? Oh, Zachy, I'm sorry.
He did used to do that.
Yeah, he's a business fella. That guy.
He's a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Well, more of a brown. More of a brown one.
I always call those things blueberries. I don't know why. Call what, like by accent, blueberries.
That's what Jay-Z calls.
Okay. Every berry is just blueberry to you.
Yeah.
Halle berries.
Yeah. You might need to get your eyes checked, Jonathan.
Blueberry.
But let's face it, there's nothing that important. I don't care if you're at a club and you can't text. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, what if you lost your kid?
I don't care. What are you doing at a club with your kid?
Well, babysitters are expensive.
You're irresponsible.
My question for you guys is, why does this affect you?
Yeah. What's the problem, guys?
Why does people texting affect you? We're talking about car crashes.
No. I get this part. But, I mean, you guys are going on about texting at clubs and all this other stuff. I mean, I agree that it's kind of a weird thing to do. But I don't see why it's a problem for you guys.
Because they wander around like fucking zombies. Because they're being antisocial. And trust me, people that text a lot, they're sitting there. You could go out to lunch with them, and they're going to be sitting there talking to someone
else.
That's
what irritates
me. That's
just
general rudeness.
I'm going to say
that has nothing
situations.
To do with texting.
Exactly.
That's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Certain
like,
situations.
It's still not affecting you guys.
Yeah, it is.
Unless you're going out with them, like you said, at lunch or something, and they're just texting. That I can see. Because
that drives me nuts. You ever go on a date, and the girl's constantly texting people?
She's like, this guy is real shitty.
Exactly.
He's reading this message right.
Yeah.
That's her escape plan. That's when you just take her plate and you flip it on her chest.
Yeah. I don't like being
overturn the tall table. Just
Yeah, bitch. Whoosh.
But like the people who are texting while walking around, if they didn't have cell phones, they'd be the people with the dark sunglasses and like the headphones on.
That's fine.
I guess.
That's the same thing. They're still going to walk into people.
Texting people will
They're
walk
just
into
assholes.
You. They will walk into you. Because they just walk straight ahead with their head down. and I'll clothesline them in the fucking trachea.
Yeah.
You just walk down the road with your arms outstretched, waiting
Legion
for
Legion of Doom
run
shoulder
into.
Pads, yep. The big spikes on it. You can be my animal. If I can be
you
your
can
hawk.
Be my hawk. What a rush.
That must be a Valentine card. Will you be my animal? I'll be your hawk.
A Legion of Doom.
From Lucas. What a rush.
like the it. Card comes with From Lucas on it.
Wait a minute. This is kind of funny. What would be some other good Valentines that would come from wrestling?
From wrestlers?
Yeah. That would have some good sayings. There must be good.
Dude, I think this is something that we'll have to think about and bring up in February whenever it would be more close to Valentine's Day,
yeah,
so people could use
Valentine's
it.
Day card.
Fair yeah. enough. They'll, yeah. they'll steal all our ideas.
Yeah.
And steal girls' Hallmark. Hearts.
So actually, people in the forums, if you want to email us,
yeah,
let us know what you think.
Actually, send your emails directly
What's
to
What's our
Luke.
Fucking email address?
Don't send them to me. I don't want to see them.
Do we have
no, post them
address?
On the forums.
Yeah, mail@redmattersite.com.
Yeah, so if you have an idea for a funny Valentine that might have to do with wrestlers, like, you know, include maybe a quote they say.
King Mabel.
Or maybe their finishing move or something like that. And we'll give you credit and it'll be yeah. kind of funny. Get
actually, if you're good at Photoshop, you should actually make the card and
try
put
to
the
make
wrestler
it,
on it.
Try to make it at least a little homoerotic. just a touch.
That does make it funnier.
It does.
Yeah, a little bit of a dick wouldn't hurt. All right, so we're going to take a break.
That's what
I was going to try and jump in the break before
said.
You guys got
that's,
a chance
that's
to...
That's John's pickup line to girls. Can I fuck you?
A
I don't know. Come
hurt.
On, a little dick won't hurt. Well, shoot. The fucking panties come down mighty fast. John stuffs his little
It's like
fucking...
I'm not even being fucked. There you go.
Exactly, so you may as well fuck anyway.
Yep, and now we're going to fuck off for a minute, so we'll be right back.
Yeah.
But my mom loves this podcast.
Hey, this is Mischief the Misfit, and you're listening to Background Noise from the guys at RedMattersSite.com. And check me out at MySpace.com/MischiefTheMisfit.
Yeah! If we start going off on them, we'll just go off on them. Who gives a fuck? And they can steal them. So.
Your Hacksaw Jim tugging my heartstrings.
Which one's the guy?
And we're back. We're back with that.
Your Hacksaw Jim tugging my heartstrings.
Let's put on some tunes. Let me come on your face. Sweet chin music.
Honky tonk man. Any other good ones?
You had, was Undertaker one?
I don't remember it now. Do you remember it?
I want to undertake your heart.
Let me undertake your heart.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yep. And what was the Stone Cold one?
Be mine, and that's the bottom line.
On the front, it says "Be mine," and he looks nice. And you flip it over, he looks dead serious. And says, that's the bottom line, and then he actually comes off the card and rapes you.
Yeah, he'd do that.
He would definitely do that.
Yep.
Anyway, that's just a couple ideas. We just thought of those on a break because we're smart.
Yeah, anyone out there can beat that.
Oh, definitely. It. Please mail us some because I will definitely laugh and we'll give you
any wrestling jokes.
Props.
Are funny.
We should do that more. I think on the show. Yeah, get some interaction.
Yeah, I agree.
And give them props. And this is from so and so who lives here.
Yeah,
we need a call line. I think.
Yeah.
Anyway,
actually, we're working on.
We're working on getting some phone call shit on the go.
We'll talk about that in the at the end.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end, guys.
Yeah, we're being
not at the beginning.
We're being some sloppy sales. So let's move on.
All right. So our next story. A Phoenix High School librarian opens a package from a former student and finds two library books, more than a half a century overdue. An apology note and a check for $1,000 accompany the two books that were checked out in 1959.
It's awfully nice, eh?
I think it's fucking stupid, to be honest.
Yeah, who really cares?
Like, if you have your book out for this long, you own it. You know, that's it. They give up on the book. You're supposed to pay for it because you lost it, obviously. There's, like, the charges don't keep going forever. You know, eventually you just have to pay for the book.
I wonder what books they were. Like, it would almost make sense to me if they were, like, really classic books. But if it was just, like, Golf Digest March 1943 and fucking, like, Panties and Lambs. I don't know.
Panties and Lambs?
Panties and Lambs. At a library.
How did that sentence come together in your head?
Panties and Lambs.
I don't know how that... Is that a magazine?
Lamps.
Man, he was still thinking of like that sheep and the
panties
thing
on
he was
lambs.
Talking about.
For some reason, panties and lambs just made me laugh.
I don't get it.
All right,
I want to. If I I'd go to the library
book.
And check this out,
that's the name of my new
it's
book.
Lambs and panties, I guess.
It's kind of awkward.
The lambs really... like shaved from the waist down, wearing like really nice panties.
Oh, tell me more. What else are they doing, John? What else are they doing?
Don't get Luke on sheep fucking. Just don't.
That's true. We're trying to keep him in the library.
Yeah, background
right now.
Noise.
I'm trying to cut down on fucking sheep.
Fucks a sheep for 45 minutes.
Anyway.
Why?
That is messed up. To send a grand in with the books that you decided to keep for half
being
a century.
Cunty. It's like, yeah. I've returned
or
your
funny.
Books. I've also included.
If you're rich, you could
books.
Be like, oh, by the way, here's those books and $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, like if you were a bajillionaire or a Brazilianaire. For that matter.
Oh, does that just mean you have a bunch of Brazilian broads around all the time?
No, it means
just
you have a lot of money.
Brazilianaire would be pretty wicked, though. Yeah. Think about it. Brazilian bubble butt gangbang. Yeah. I don't know. Pretty good porn. I'm sure some of you have seen it.
Mike in Brazil.
Yeah.
Was it anonymous or was it not anonymous? I don't remember what you said.
It doesn't say.
Well, it says from a former student, so I would assume that the former student had their name on the package.
He was an ignoramus.
Well, it must be really former.
Did it say that?
Well, obviously, a century or half century old.
Former.
He's lucky he's still alive after half a century.
Yeah, that's a long time to be alive.
Yeah, 50 years. Usually people are dead.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I wonder if they probably didn't even notice. Like, oh.
Well, by then.
Well, nobody could still working there.
There are just these two dusty spots on the shelves, like, huh, we're
two dusty
something.
People that still work there.
And then they come in, and when they put those two books in, it makes the Zelda sound. Yeah. And opens up a secret passage.
And there's a heart, like a quarter of a heart there.
Yes. Da-da-da-da.
As soon as you take one step in the door, they're like, hey, where's our book?
I remember you. Listen, I have them and $1,000 for you.
When's the last time you guys have been in the library?
Actually, someone just recommended a book to me, and I really want to go to the library and check it out.
I like owning books. I love reading. I just don't like the idea of going through all the hassle of just doing it. Even though it's not much of a hassle, I'd rather just buy a book and own it than know I got to take the shit.
Well, not
back.
Only that, but I like reading at my own pace, and sometimes I like reading like jumping from book to book.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but when I'm done with a book, I usually find someone that wants it, or you know, like I've bought like 10 copies of the Tao Pu and just gave it to people.
Yeah,
you know, because like everyone should have a copy of that.
Everyone who
or
reads
the
it
Jing
is
or whatever.
Changed.
Yeah, so. I don't know. Books are a nice thing. Once you're done reading them, you kind of keep the wisdom and you pass it along.
Okay, about the $1,000, the $1,000 check?
Yeah.
All right, I did the math, because I'm a nerd.
He has a calculator up, he did it.
Yep.
And, okay, most libraries charge 10 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 50 years, the actual penalty is $1,800.
Can you imagine?
So he's a cheap ass.
Yeah, he's a cheap ass.
Imagine the look on his face if he gave it to them. He like all smug, like, yeah, and here's $1,000. They're just like, okay, you still owe us $825.
And then the SWAT team drops down and starts shooting.
You book thief. They just riddle him with bullets. And then he's known as the Riddler. Not because he's funny, because he's riddled with bullets and dead and shaking on the ground.
In the library.
And then someone just goes,
shh. Yeah, I saw that coming. So, yeah, I haven't been in a library in a while, but I used to go in Truro all the time. I don't know.
I used to rent movies from the library a lot, because you go
you
there and you
rent
get
from
movies.
The library, asshole.
Well, you don't... Well, okay.
You borrow.
You borrow them. Yeah.
That's you're getting ripped off.
Well, my roommate, he goes down there sometimes and just takes out, like, 5 DVDs. You watch them, take them back. It's like, fuck you, Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's pretty cool.
You can actually ask them to buy stuff for you.
To borrow. Can you buy this shit so I can borrow it?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
I get like an old Kung Fu. Master of the Flying Guillotine. That'd be great. I want to borrow it.
It's perfect for movies though, because renting movies is expensive. Like,
it is.
Do you guys rent movies anymore? Everyone downloads or buys them. Or I go and say...
It really depends. Like if it's something that's too old to download, then I'll rent it. If it's something I actually want, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
But 90% of the time, you just download it.
Oh, you're a pirate.
Nope.
I knew it. Lift up your fucking leg sleeve.
That's what Netflix
is for.
Like
a wooden bag.
How awkward would it be if you actually
can you do Netflix
had a fucking wooden leg and I didn't know?
Pirate. Like, and we're just like, holy shit. He is a pirate.
You got me.
What'd you say now?
I don't think you can do Netflix in Canada. Let it off.
You can't? Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So. I think it's America only.
How does Netflix work exactly? You just pay to stream it on your computer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or do you pay
You can do that, or you can get them to send you a DVD.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you can do either of those things.
It's too
much
of a fucking hassle for me.
Yeah, really.
I don't want them to mail me a DVD. No. I want to see a movie either that night or not at all.
He wants
exactly.
a DVD with lots of mails in it.
Hello!
Doing sexy things.
I'm going to give you a Death Valley Driver.
I'm going to give you a fucking tombstone through the center of the ring into hell.
Whoa. Wow.
If someone died during the podcast, everyone else would just make snarky comments.
Well, and we'd probably get more views, more listeners.
Definitely. Maybe. We should plan that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to kill any of us four, so Widget?
Let's bring someone new in.
We do have a cat.
Where's John's cat?
We could sacrifice the cat, like, and Drag Me to Hell, if any of you saw that movie.
Nope, I don't look at shitty movies.
Stabs it with a dagger. Yeah, a short review. Drag Me to Hell? Eh, not good.
I'd rather be dragged to a big pile of shit and broken
glass. I don't believe in hell.
Oh, yeah. He would.
I guess. You know. All right, so speaking of books that don't get returned for 50 years... there's a new flavor of Pepsi out.
Nice.
Thanks so much.
That transition was smooth, that was operator. Smooth. All right, so over the years, a plethora...
Your mouth is smooth?
What?
What's smooth, John?
A baby's front bum? Too much?
Come on, John.
Pepsi. That's smooth.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All right.
He whispered that because he wanted to say it, but he didn't want us to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pepsi is smooth.
Guys, I don't even want to say it anymore.
Completely lost train of thought.
We're all flabbergasted.
Okay. Shut up, guys. Shut up for like 15 seconds. I just want to read this, and then you can talk. Over the years, a plethora of strangely flavored snacks and drinks have been released out of Japan. Burger-flavored chips, sushi tacos, veggie-flavored Kit Kat bars. Isn't that weird?
Sushi tacos.
Yeah. Burger-flavored chips.
I've been known to enjoy a sushi taco from time to time. Yeah. Oddly enough, I don't eat it. I just put my dick in it.
Because you hate sushi, of course.
Oh, are you talking about vaginas? No, I actually fuck sushi tacos.
Yeah. Special order from Japan. But my point is, Pepsi has a new flavor called Pepsi Azuki, which is based off the Japanese azuki bean.
Oh, yeah, azuki bean.
You waited till the end, and I appreciate that. That's all I could ask for.
I was trying to say it with a straight face, like I knew what the fuck an azuki bean is.
But exactly.
As soon as I made it to the second syllable, I'm just like, the fuck is this shit?
Has anyone ever had an azuki bean?
I don't even know what it is.
No,
like
I have no idea.
It's
like
a bean.
Can you Google like image an azuki bean?
It's like a red, small bean. They use it for like
kidney
red bean paste.
So it's, it's like, okay, I see.
I don't know. How would I
We're trying to find a picture of
it. Deb knows how to spell azuki.
It's probably A-Z-U-K-I, if you were really good.
There you go.
There it is.
It's just azuki beans.
So they look like coffee beans, but they're red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Pepsi's flavored like those, if that's of any help to you.
It does not look like anything I want
to use. It looked kind of like those poison berries I always ate as a kid.
Poison berries?
There's Kit Kat azuki?
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude. Japan comes up with crazy stuff.
They love azuki. They got azuki everything.
Why not?
You might can get you an azuki hat. You might can do that.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, that's probably going to be a disgusting flavor of Pepsi.
I would
a
say.
A bean-flavored Pepsi? I don't know. That doesn't really do anything for me.
Just picture like a bean
No, I don't
paste.
Think so.
All they do is just like dump a bunch of the beans in the Pepsi and stir it around and then
like
sell it.
There you go.
It's like those old Orbit
Most flavored things don't actually taste like the flavor they're supposed to taste like.
Yeah.
They taste like the artificial flavor that...
In fact, that probably tastes like ketchup chips.
Ugh.
Yeah.
God, that'd be disgusting.
Ketchup chip flavored Pepsi.
Ketchup chips actually kind of taste like ketchup, though.
Ketchup chips, I don't mind the taste of, but just the thought of drinking Pepsi that tastes like that is just crazy.
Would you drink ketchup? Maybe some catsup?
No, I would not.
And then we could maybe... catch up on what was going on with each other's lives.
Lucas, shut up.
I have a friend who used to buy like a bag of plain chips,
yeah.
Open them up, dump a bunch of ketchup in there, and then close it and like shake the bag.
Where does he live? Because I'll fight him.
That's what I was thinking. Tag me in. I got a fucking leg drop.
Like, they taste more like ketchup chips than real ketchup chips.
Well, because you're putting ketchup on chips, you fucking...
Yeah, it looks gross. It got all soggy and shit. Yeah.
My cousin used to put... salt and vinegar on his regular chips. Like, he put real vinegar on, which it would be disgusting because he'd pick up a chip and it would just be soggy.
Yeah. It's gross.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I know a guy that used to put pepper on chips before they had pepper chips. Like, he'd buy regular chips and just shake pepper on them and they were pretty good.
And then they made pepper chips and he must have been fucking...
A little peeved.
Livid.
He was just...
fucking... just... That's all he could say.
I was going to say he'd be famished. But that was a totally wrong word, because he'd be the opposite of famous. He'd be like, oh, shit, they made my chips.
Exactly. And he made no profit. All right, so I'm going to name some flavors of Pepsi, and then I'm going to ask if you guys are in favor or opposed to the flavors. We're going to start with number one.
You can play at home, even though no one will hear you, except like
maybe
your
mom. She'll think you're retarded.
Keep it down in there, you fuck.
All right, so the first flavor is Pepsi Azuki. All in favor, say aye.
I'll try that shit. Aye.
So just John.
Sounds awesome.
So
sounds like exciting to me.
I like how you said I'd try that shit.
Because
he's fucking smart.
Yeah.
What?
All right. The next one is Pepsi Blue Hawaii.
What else would I say?
Oh, I for sure.
He just meant to say I, and you said I to try that chip.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to backpedal. I just wanted to make sure John was caught up on this.
I'm slow today.
Sorry, it was Blue Hawaii?
Blue Hawaii, a limited edition Pepsi released in Japan with a pineapple and lemon flavor, and it's blue. Yeah.
Fucking I.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes. I love lemon, but favorite? Pineapple sounds like shit.
No way.
Whoa, awful. No, he didn't.
Pineapple. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Pineapple. Now there really will be a fight club after this podcast.
Oh, my God. Have you ever eaten a pineapple? That shit is disgusting.
How can
Are you serious?
Pineapple.
It's awful.
How can you not like pineapple?
Oh, my God. It's just.
Wow.
Really? It's like sweet and juicy. The two best words.
Yeah.
It's sweet and juicy.
Pineapples are my favorite.
I put it in my
thing.
Booze.
And it makes your semen
but that's
taste
that's it.
Good.
Yeah, it does.
I had a girlfriend who used to keep pineapple juice in the fridge.
Yeah.
I'm honestly not a big fan of eating like just raw pineapple either.
Pineapple
what?
Flipper.
What? Luke, what?
No, you know that's not true, Luke.
No, it's true. Luke's cum tastes like pineapples.
Sounds awful.
Put it on ice cream. All right,
the next one. Pepsi Carnival, a tropical fruit flavor Pepsi. All in favor.
Pepsi Carnival.
Damn
Pepsi
right. Carnival. I mean, the name is ridiculous. But
Dev likes it.
Tropical?
Luke?
I would.
You would?
I
totally would. That sounds like a delight.
It'd be terrible if it just said, tastes like carnival.
A carnival.
It tastes like tastes
fucking
like
garbage.
Making out with a carny who has one tooth and he has a bunch of chewing tobacco in there. So your tongue is swishing around this one tooth and you're getting chewing tobacco caught between your bottom lip and your bottom teeth.
That's gross.
Good story. I'm never going to eat again.
Yeah.
Or drink Pepsi Carnival.
No. I kind of ruined it, didn't I?
You
it actually
did.
Sounded good.
Don't want to try it anymore. All right. The next one is Pepsi Mojito. Lemon flavored Pepsi with a twist of mint.
Mojitos
are awesome.
So. Mojitos I don't know.
Are really good.
It may taste good, but
that's suspect.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a mojito though? You must have had a mojito. So.
They're fucking delicious.
You don't like mojitos?
I have not.
They're so.
They're probably made just for put booze in them.
Yeah.
All these flavors, well, the good ones anyway, sound like you can mix perfectly.
Crush one.
Yeah. And these are all pretty much in Japan.
Well,
they hold it's it
an
down.
Exciting place to live.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Every week there's a different flavor of Pepsi. We've only had like Pepsi Vanilla over here and like Diet Pepsi,
which
Pepsi
was
disgusting.
Max.
Really? I like Vanilla Coke.
I don't like
I drank
vanilla.
It so much that my stomach turned into like a constant shit chamber.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was terrible. All right, the next one is Pepsi Ice Cucumber. It was limited edition green and cucumber flavored. All in favor?
I don't know. I don't know if there'd be much taste to that. So
yeah,
I'd say yes. I would drink it.
I'd give it
but
a try.
I mean, I like it.
I'd have to see what it looks like first. Because if it looks really refreshing, then yeah. But if
it's
it just
green.
Like
it's like
dark green or like a light kind of clearish green.
Not dark.
If,
green.
If it was like forest green.
I think ice
like
cucumbers are white.
Pulp. What is it?
I think ice cucumbers are white.
Yeah.
I've never seen an ice cucumber.
They're in like fucking Chinese food and shit like that. It's pretty good in food. I don't really know if I want to drink that. Sounds like shit.
Okay, so that was an eye from Devin. I think that's an eye from me. I'd like to try it. I like cucumbers.
I think I'd really honestly probably try all these. Whether I'd like them or not is another thing, though.
You guys are like tri-curious.
You're like a triceratops.
Oh.
I don't
Wait,
know
that's
why,
a compliment.
But you fucking are. You
big and strong.
Big hooves.
Old.
Yeah, and those horns on your head and your nose. Yep, and he has a crest like a triceratops. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. The next one is Pepsi Raw, which is cola made with all natural ingredients and no artificial colors.
Oh, I'd drink the shit out of that.
Definitely.
That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Probably doesn't make your guts bubble as much, because I don't drink a lot of pop, because
I
find it just makes me feel really bad.
Definitely.
If you ever go to like Mexico or South America or any place like that, they put sugar in their pop, and it's way more tasty.
Yeah.
More tastier.
All right. The next one is Pepsi Goat Piss, and it's squeezed fresh from a goat's dick in a farmer field.
You become a good
All
fighter.
In favor. One of these I made up, by the way.
Oh, fuck. I wonder
Probably what was the cucumber one? I'm sure it's a cucumber one.
I'm not telling you guys which one. It was either carnival or goat piss.
I bet Machida would drink the goat piss flavor.
Yeah, he definitely would.
He would
suck it directly. So, a couple more. Pepsi White. Pepsi with a yogurt flavor.
Ew. Yeah, no.
I don't know, guys. That would probably curdle, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yogurt flavor, not yogurt in it.
I like yogurt, but just the taste of yogurt carbonated.
Because
it comes back to the texture and the feel of it in your
mouth.
And
yogurt is sour. It's like fucking bacteria.
And creamy. Creamy.
So, okay, Pepsi White is voted off.
Yep.
Survivor Island.
And the final one I'm going to say here is Pepsi Fire, a limited edition cinnamon-flavored variety.
Oh, that sounds awful.
I was going to say that might be all right.
That may be pretty
it
good.
It sounds cool. Pepsi Fire.
Yeah, like especially cinnamon? If you like those old cinnamon hearts.
I love cinnamon. Yeah.
Those were pretty good, I got to say.
In fact, you could even throw the cinnamon hearts into Pepsi and let them sit, and the flavor would come off it, and it would probably taste pretty close.
That's
to
where
it.
They got the friggin' idea from, then.
It's we
from
should me. Try to make some of these flavors with
actually,
Pepsi.
Would
yeah, recreate them.
We should try that and just put shit in the bottom of Pepsi, shake it up, let it sit for a bit.
Actually,
shake
it up. I actually have cucumbers. That written.
That just sounds scientific.
I wrote that down. I was actually going to make sure to mention, and I wanted to extend the challenge to our forum people, to try to create a new flavor of Pepsi just by getting Pepsi and adding some sort of flavor and trying to make something awesome.
Yeah.
And if it's really awesome, we'll drink it. Why not?
We'll try it right on the show.
Yeah. And if it, or if it's really bad, like fucking suitcase handle Pepsi, we'll give that a go. But I think that would be pretty cool. I wouldn't mind trying something.
I would totally do that.
Pepsi.
Yeah.
So mail your ideas once again if you have ideas. Any.
We need a name for the forum people.
What do you mean?
You know, like the noisies or something stupid.
Oh, the noisies. That's definitely good. Jesus.
Listen.
Jesus.
Yeah, they'll definitely be proud then. Yeah. They're fucking noisies. Do they wear little stocking caps and just go around making noise?
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. What are noisies? You, noisy? Actually, I am. Get out of here. You
oh, man.
Jerk. Your stocking cap.
And so,
your
mouth. The Pepsi flavors is an... kind of like a science fair project we could extend to these people.
We're all going to get sick and like miss work and stuff.
Oh, I mean, if it makes us sick, then obviously you guys didn't win the contest.
If it's gross, I'll still try it because it'll be funny.
Too.
Like if someone says, put some squash and turnip in the bottom of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But you have to try it too. Like, I mean, whoever creates it has to try it and, you know, make something good. So our next thing is about more science fair projects. We found a list of 35 amazing science fair projects. And... They are amazing.
So we're just basically going to scroll down.
Pick out a few good ones.
You kind of have to see them. So
we'll have the link on the site.
They're fucking ridiculously
funny. So if you're
funny.
Listening right now, you can go to the site and click on this link while you're listening, and then you can kind of laugh along with us.
Oh my God, this one's amazing.
Exactly.
Number 7.
There's one called AIDS, the Gay Plague, and it's a science fair project about...
how AIDS
the
is
gay
the
plague.
Gay plague.
The gay plague.
It has a chart, and it says man on man.
Yeah, the types of sex and if you can get AIDS or not from
man on horse. If that the thing is, like, I don't know.
You can't get AIDS from man on horse. He says. The best part is the kid has a fucking ribbon around his or like a medal around his neck.
His or her neck.
And they actually have man on woman. No, you cannot get AIDS from man on woman.
Bi three way though. You can from a bi three way though because dicks are double dipping. You like that?
You killed John just there.
The funny thing is though. If she ever gets cancer, she's
is it a boy
die.
Or a girl?
Her name is Emily.
Oh,
can I just tell you that she'll die because with a science project like that, I bet you her parents are also into one. Faith healing because that's like religious type shit.
This one is my favorite. It's
number 9.
The project is called "Is Ham Tasty?" and it's by a mulatto kid and this chubby black kid. And the result is hell's gay.
And spam is crossed out. Cause
is ham tasty?
I like the black kids. It's just like, he's like, no, that's what the light skinned kid is saying. He's like,
shoo, man, why are you taking out pitch?
Man, you know ham's tasty. Look at me, I'm overweight.
The next one is, will there be minorities in heaven?
Look at him, a little Mormon boy.
Yeah. One about scrotums. One about teats. And then there's one that I really love coming up. And it's...
What is that about? Can I see what that is just for a minute? Ooh, it's all over us? What is that?
Probably about just, like, skin.
But obviously it's funny because the drawing she has looks like CD loads.
I think it's a foot.
Is it?
Oh, there's a foot there and there's...
It just looks like squiggly pile of goo to me.
But it's definitely an odd title.
I like this kid with his little scuzzy mustache.
Animal magnetism.
Yeah.
And he has newscaster hair.
He does. So true.
Look at her. She's probably going to be so boring to fuck when she gets older. That blonde one.
Crystal meth, friend or foe.
Friend or foe.
Those girls are both going to use it.
Drop it like it's hot.
That's actually my science project.
Yeah. And, okay, keep going down. There's one that's just worth it to go all the way down.
Music and sex.
And what is my dog's favorite color? That's a good one.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, look at his smile. He's smiling so hard.
Yeah.
He has those teeth that have all the space in between each teeth, so that looks really, really weird.
Never learned to smile.
I don't like it.
What is my dog's results?
Favorite color?
Because for people who don't know, dogs can't see color.
Look at the graph in back. I think red is his favorite color. Because
red or blue?
It seems to be big.
See, if I was a judge, I just could not help but say that. I'd be like, your whole argument is invalid. Dogs can't see color.
Oh, you'd totally get fired. You can't say
I know that, but I'd be fired in a minute. Totally. Sure.
You look kind of like a rapist. Face.
Star Wars versus Barbie.
Look at his pose.
Wow!
He's on the side of Barbie, for sure.
He's in favor of Barbie.
Hey, yeah. I say put both of them together.
He's got a little Wookiee there who's saying...
Added touch.
And this kid. This kid's fucking hilarious. He's like, do.
He has a box of
which liquid
data.
Has the highest boiling point, but he's just rocking out. He doesn't give a fuck about his project. Yeah. He's in it for the fucking fame and publicity.
Magical eggs.
Can you turn a glass of water upside down without spilling? And then underneath it just says yes. And that's all there
and
is.
He looks so happy.
Yeah, man.
He's got like crayons excited. On his hands.
Yeah.
That was a special class. What is hers?
It's like, do boys get something?
It's probably just a bit.
Do boys need to get their crazies out to do well in school?
And her shirt says extra bitter. She's young and she's already bitter. She's going to be a cunt.
This one's the
she's
going to
be a cunt when she grows up. I feel bad for her.
Worms in a microwave.
Worms in a microwave.
Oh my.
I predict that the fattest worm will blow up the quickest and blow up more guts. And below that, he has a hand drawing of the fucking Confederate flag.
Electricity versus cat. Look at the procedure. What does it say? Get batteries. Get cat.
Can you zoom in on that?
Any cat will do. any battery.
That's kind of insane.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
Long story short, she fries a fucking cat with a car battery.
She's holding a set of little pliers. What a creep.
Why is horniness coming out of my mom's feet?
To find out if mom's feet need care. I don't understand that.
Hypothesis. Mom's
kids are fucking
feet need
stupid.
Care.
I guess
mom is a foot fetish or something.
Corns or something. Not horniness.
His parents are obviously.
And then there's this fat, greasy kid that says, do video games affect you? And the sad thing is, I'm pretty sure I did that exact thing.
Really?
Yeah, do video games
affect you? The one I did was, which raisin brand cereal has the most raisins in it? And I just got a bunch of the different ones, like
you counted
Maximum
them?
Brand, and then Raisin Brand, this and that. Raisin Brand won.
Yeah. Two scoops of raisin.
That's right.
Wow. Oh.
Those are some amazing science fair projects.
Yeah, by some amazing kids.
It's really quite fitting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of things that fit, I want a good, tight-fitting pair of underwear when I play video games.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not tight. Whatever. You know, comfortable. So Hanes has a new marketing ploy, or idea, as it were, that they're trying to attract gamers by saying it's fun to game and comfortable to game in your fucking underwear, I guess.
Really? I like to be uncomfortable when I game since I'm sitting in the same position for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't wear underwear. I fucking rub my dick against the zipper of my jeans.
You do that too?
Yeah.
Mm. Static. That's what it creates.
Well,
a little bit of friction.
So
That's definitely the worst ploy I've seen in a while for gaming. I mean,
Hanes?
What?
Video
Soft
games.
Soft drink was pretty bad.
Gamer fuel?
The fucking gamer fuel shit.
Oh.
Terrible.
Yeah, and even that, I can sort of understand it because people do drink a lot whenever they're gaming. Yeah. But I mean, who out there is going to be like, all right, this pair of underwear is going to put me over the top. I'm going to beat everyone now that I have this underwear.
Do they even explain why? Does it have anything special?
No, all it says
it?
Is
extra padding.
Enter now for your opportunity to win a 360 game. Like, what the fuck?
Neither of those guys look like they're wearing much in the way of underwear.
They don't look like gamers, period.
And then it says, there's a link that says, great tips from gamers like you, and there's like, fucking retarded tips like, don't wear a long sleeve shirt when you're gaming, because short sleeve shirts let you play better or something. It's
really?
Just like, yeah. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What posture?
Yeah.
I like to be curled up in the ball.
We gotta see what tip number one is. Okay. When engaging a moving target, it may be easier to strafe or sidestep than it would be to move your head / crosshairs.
From young.
Wow, it's like they actually have legitimate tips. That's stupid.
Yep.
That's very stupid.
So we're going to use this as a segue to talk about video games, because that's just what we like.
Now.
Okay, so what games are you guys playing right now?
NBA 2K10 is basically owning my life.
Yep, same here.
When I'm not working.
Yep.
It's really hard, man. Like, you do the creative player.
The creative thing, player.
And you start off and you're just shit. And you can't do anything.
You can't shoot. You can't even do layups. You can't run fast.
No.
You lose your energy quick. It's terrible.
And the thing I found, though, is you really have to, like, pass around a lot to get anything, because they give you lots of points. Even if you have 0 points, zero assists, if you do nothing in that, but you pass good and you box out and you defend
set screens,
it gives you points.
Yeah.
Because when I first started playing, I'm like, fuck this, I just want to dunk on heads.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
No.
You're telling me, like, in the real NBA, new players aren't allowed to shoot?
Well, it's not that they're not allowed to. It's just that, like, it's frowned upon. Like,
what is it like that in the game, though?
Well, in this starter mode, like, you really can't shoot. Like,
so you just don't shoot.
You don't shoot. You set screens, which is basically like block guys so that you can get other guys open shots. Like, once you're bottom barrel, you do all the dirty stuff first. You're a rookie, you get hazed, you do all the shit.
You just have to know your positioning, more or less. You got to be in the right place to rebound, box out, guard.
You do
your
things
man.
Which they call garbage points, which are like if someone like Kobe takes a shot, you have to be the guy that runs up and grabs it if he misses and then kick it back out to Kobe.
Yeah.
Which counts a lot because you want Kobe taking your shots. You don't want some new guy taking
the
shots.
And he's fucking unbelievable in the game. He's so fast. You can just dunk it with him.
Yeah.
He's like an NBA Jam character in a real game, pretty much.
True. And in real life, for that matter.
I'm impressed how quickly this video game discussion turned into legitimate basketball talk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, two of us are playing NBA 2K10. What are you playing, fellas?
I've been playing a lot lately, but I've been kind of going between Tropico 3 and DJ Hero.
DJ Hero, which I tried
fun
right before.
As shit.
And I'm a bit of a
failure.
Failure.
Yeah. I did pretty good. Better than I did.
I'm a lot better than you at it because I've never played, so I haven't sucked or been good. And you've sucked. So,
all right. Well,
how's that make you feel?
I won't take that personally.
Tropico 3 is awesome.
Stab you later. What? Tropico 3?
Yeah.
And that one's like kind of like an overhead PC game.
Yeah,
or?
it's kind of like SimCity, but in like the whole like Cuba communist island kind of thing.
Holy shit!
It's pretty fun. It's like it's all silly. It's like it's a silly game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can do all kinds of bad shit in it, can't you?
Oh yeah, you can like get people assassinated and that kind of shit. Good times.
I'm down with that. Yeah, and Dev is playing. Oh,
well,
yeah.
You guys already know what I'm playing. That's true. I mean, that's what I said last week. Although I haven't been playing it as much the last few days because I pretty much killed it.
Dragon Age.
And there was another one, too. Borderlands,
I was playing that for a little bit. But it's fun, but it's not quite as entertaining as Dragon Age.
Dragon Age, you can get expansions, though, can't you?
Yeah, they got a downloadable content things going on. So hopefully it'll be new stuff coming out regularly.
Borderlands looked like a Fallout 3 jack to me. Not to say that's bad. It still looks like a lot of fun. But when you were playing it, I was just like, this is Fallout 3.5.
Yeah, it's got a lot of Fallout 3 in it, but it's more just pure action. Like, Fallout 3 had a lot of story to it and a lot of RPG elements.
Yeah,
this
you
one's
do questing.
Just, this one's just more or less run around and kill shit. So,
fair
pew,
enough.
Pew, pew, pew. So, when I'm not playing NBA 2K10, I admit that I'm still playing World of Warcraft. What? And I have a hunter now, or not a hunter, I don't even know what I am. A rogue.
Oh yeah?
So I backstab people.
Are you still playing on the same server we were playing
on?
No,
I switched to a different one, a PvP server.
Cool.
Because that's where a bunch of people went over.
What server are you on? What's your name? Maybe there might be someone out there who can be like,
my name is Rosho, aka Rosho Nesterovich from the Toronto Raptors. But, I don't even know what server I'm on. I don't have a clue. I don't pay attention to that type of shit. I just go on and kill things.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And just actually, like 2 days ago, I reinstalled Counter-Strike.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you got the double combo, triple combo, Counter-Strike,
I'm fucked.
NBA 2K10, and World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Ultra combo. Full gore is punching my face in.
I can't play Counter-Strike anymore.
Oh, you can. That's just a shitty attitude, Devin.
Nope, I can't. I tried.
Really?
My fingers will not work.
I know. I actually am so bad at it, and it sucks because I know what I want to do, but I just can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, my reaction time is like an old man that is retarded.
I noticed your skill at playing piano also went down.
Yeah.
That might have to do with your fingers.
Yeah.
Because you play piano with fingers. Unless you're really
talented.
Where
the hell did play piano come from?
Smash with your nose. You're saying your fingers. You're saying your fingers didn't work the same. So I was making a piano joke, but I guess it's not funny. But I just made you laugh.
I didn't know Derek played piano.
I do.
Yeah, he does.
It's a little known fact.
Well, Devin just closes his eyes, like kind of shakes his head a bit. Whatever, guys.
Okay, my next gaming question for you all is something that everyone needs to know. Greatest game of all time.
Final Fantasy III.
Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy III.
Good lord, guys. Baldur's Gate for me.
Baldur's Gate's pretty good, but Final Fantasy 3...
But he didn't play Final Fantasy 3.
Yeah, I didn't play any of the Final Fantasies.
People usually say Final Fantasy 4.
6.
Well, six is definitely good, but...
6, 3, same thing.
Yeah. Except the one with Umaro and Gogo and Locke and Shadow.
And Realm.
And Terra and...
Yeah, Celeste.
Seven. And
Locke.
Yeah.
And Edgar.
Edgar, yeah.
Yeah. Kefka.
And who's the
Mog.
Who's the money guy? You said Setzer.
Setzer. Did we say him?
And Cyan.
And Cyan. Yeah. My personal favorite. Yeah. We all know how excited I get.
Yeah.
You guys are going to put everyone to sleep with your...
No, we're going to...
Nerdcast!
Yeah, really.
We're going to go home and play Final Fantasy III.
Exactly.
Together. Naked.
What are some other good games, though? Non-RPG games.
Non-RPG? That's like mostly what I played.
Diablo. Yeah. We all played the shit out of Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo 1 and Diablo 2. But that's still an RPG.
We were playing Diablo 2 just what? Like
Call of Duty 4 was ridiculously good.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare? I'd say that's pretty damn big now.
That's Call of Duty 4, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yes it is.
Yeah.
And then with the new one that just came out. That's
supposed to be bananas.
People are going ape shit.
They're catching a lot of... flack for that, I guess, for the one of the
the Russian shit,
the airport scene where you just blast people right
apparently. I don't think any of us have played it, but like one of the earlier missions, you're a American CIA agent guy and you help this terrorist kill a bunch of innocent Russian people, and
I
like
watched the clip on YouTube and it's fucked. Like you're in an elevator,
it's supposed to be pretty dark,
you're in an elevator and it opens up and there's just all these people standing in lines at the airport waiting and they have no clue that anything's going on. And then they just start firing, and they start falling, and they're screaming.
That's
fucked. They're running. There's like, I think at some point there's a woman like holding her husband, like no, no. And you can like shoot her in the head, rape her if you want to.
You're full of shit. You hold R2 and like push triangle, and you rape them.
Yeah, that's throughout the whole game.
Yeah,
it's like the hot coffee thing from
Grand Theft Auto. The Russian government banned it the whole game.
Really?
Yeah.
The sad part is if they made a game where you could like rape anybody, that would be like all you do.
Yeah.
Because then you'd just be like...
That would be you're like, right, guys?
You're like, I don't know, man.
You'd just be playing the
Why
game.
Why would you do anything else?
You bash a police officer over his head and just rape
fuck
him
in the back of his cop car.
Yeah. Cop rape. 2,000 points.
You get a multiplier. Rape a bunch of people in a row. Yeah. We can't get through one fucking podcast without rape.
We almost did this time.
And there goes our police officer.
police officer demographic. Yeah.
Actually, now they'll probably want to listen because they think we're so fucked up.
Yeah exactly.
And
list.
They know John's a pirate.
What are their names?
Shoot. John Abrams.
Abrams.
Yep. He lives in Ottawa. Good. I would clear that up. Yeah. So I said Diablo. What else? What are you guys...
Super Nintendo, I think I got to just throw out there, is the best system.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yep.
For game catalog...
PC.
If the PC counts, I'd say PC.
Yeah.
Nope.
The best console, I would say, would be the fucking DS. That shit's got crazy good games.
Nope.
Yeah, my mom has a DS. Maybe you two should hang
You're
out.
You're just being nostalgic. In fact, they have like every fucking Super Nintendo game on the DS now, so there you go.
Yeah, well, they have every Super Nintendo game on the Super Nintendo, so why the fuck would I need a DS, you bitch?
It's so true. Yeah.
I rescind my comment.
I think it was that we were at the perfect age when Super Nintendo came out, too. We were, like, in super gamer mode.
And the worst was when
Killer Instinct.
Someone had a Sega Genesis. I hated that. Like, you know, when you're younger, you go to a friend's house for a Friday or Saturday, and that was your weekend. Like, oh, fuck, we're going to rent a game and play something.
Yep.
And you get over there, and they have, like, a TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck is this?
And they have Echo the Dolphin and fucking...
One controller.
That game was trippy as balls,
It was weird.
Fucking Echo the Dolphin, Defender of Space or something like that. Remember that game?
I don't think the Dolphin was in space, was he? I think he was underwater.
It does have...
Oh, like there's a sequel. There's a sequel where he's Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Earth or something crazy.
There is a cosmic element.
He literally flies into space. And he's a dolphin.
A very special dolphin.
Terrible. I'll punch the dolphin.
The game that messed my head up was the one with the guy with the yo-yo. Yonoid or something?
Oh, for Nintendo. Yonoid.
That was weird. That was like the idea of having like a yo-yo as a weapon and just seeing like it thrown out. I was like, what the hell?
Why not? Makes sense to me. Remember when yo-yos made a comeback? A little bit of a sidetrack here. Would you guys remember when
there was
2 months where yo-yos were popular?
And they made like crazy yo-yos?
Yeah.
And they had yo-yo balls for people that are too retarded to use real yo-yos. They just went down and came up no matter what. You could be a fucking retard and completely just whip that shit around.
You'd be tied good. To a branch.
Yeah.
It was good for like attacking your siblings if you had siblings. So was a skip-it.
Attacking
if you remember skip-it.
Yeah.
A skip-it was basically a ball, medieval ball and chain.
Yeah.
You could swing it around and smash it into your fucking sisters. They're going by on horses.
Yeah.
Trading like medieval times.
Wow.
Well. Okay, I have another question, though. The most frustrating and shitty game of all time.
Battletoads.
Yeah, I was about to say Battletoads.
Is up there.
Fucking impossible.
A level where you're on the speeder bikes and you're hitting those ramps and it just, even when you hit it perfectly, it's like, guess what? You go into the fucking bubbles and die.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked about this last week, but I would say Mega Man. That game is frustrating
but
as shit.
I mean,
for
like
a new
shitty
one.
Too. Like, I mean, Battletoads and Mega Man were good games, even though they were frustrating and annoying and stuff.
You mean one that was shitty?
Like one that was like so bad, you're just like, why is this existing in my?
I'm pretty sure games like that I just didn't play.
No.
I think Drake's Fortune came with my PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
And it's a decent game, but I hate games where there's unlimited bad guys.
Yeah.
Like, and they spawn you know, back. you get a good spot, and you like where you can pretty safely kill bad guys, but they just keep coming and they keep coming. You run out of ammo and die.
I don't like games that have too many puzzles in them that are just way too hard.
Like Tomb Raider?
Like, it stops being fun and it's like, run over here and pull this lever, then collect the ruby off of the Skeleton King, but make sure you take his femur bone because you'll need that to beat the Monkey Princess in order to take the key so you can open up the Guardian Castle and then go through the doors and collect the fucking bubble shooter so you can bubble yourself and then float up into space. And
that's
fucking
every
alien.
RPG ever.
No, but I mean the ones that are
yeah,
really
puzzle games where you have to guess the solution. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, to combine things that would never make any sense.
But sometimes it's the collecting of shit that's just not fun.
Warcraft!
Do too much.
That's pretty much all Warcraft is collecting stuff, really.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy
it's like
Online
fucking,
is the same way.
It's like that. What's that show where they get the old items and they appraise them? And
Antique Roadshow.
Yeah. It's like a young version of Antique Roadshow. Hey, I got a new bow. Let's appraise it. 3 silver. It is.
That show is so awkward to watch because there's a bunch of people who aren't used to being on TV. Like, okay, we come up to your table. What's your name? Jim Johnson. And they just like stand there. While some fucking old idiot looks at their tea kettle.
And sometimes they're just not thrilled with the price. It's like, you think it's worth $200? You can get $213 for this. They're like, oh, well, that's great. It's like, why did I just watch that shit? I don't give a fuck.
Have you guys ever seen the video of the guy from one of those Antique Roadshow things where he breaks the like priceless thing?
No.
A heirloom.
I'll have to post it up in the forums because, yeah, it was some music box or something, and he's like, there's only so many of these in the world, and like drops it or something and just breaks it all to shit.
What a buffoon.
That's what everyone's watching for.
Yeah.
It's the only reason anyone watches Antique Roadshow.
Like NASCAR. You just want to see people crash and flip around.
Want to see lives ruined.
Exactly.
That's the only reason to watch TV.
Pretty much. That's what it comes down to.
That's fair.
Same with porn.
Yeah, you only watch it lives. To see people.
Always back to the porn.
Yeah.
That's my favorite game.
Porn.
Yeah.
I'm good at it, too.
Because when you beat it on...
always win.
Because when you beat it on hard, you get the special ending.
Oh,
right, guys? Right?
That was really well put together.
Wham, 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 wham. Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys ever play Day of the Tentacle or...
I fucking love that. That's my actual favorite.
Or Monkey Island?
Both those games. I love it.
Aren't they amazing?
They might make a new Day of the Tentacle.
Yeah. Day of the Tentacle? That would be awesome. I know they made a new Monkey Island where they released like a new chapter.
Yeah, they're doing
the
whole chapter.
Is that like Leisure Suit Larry style games?
No.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, it is. Same kind of game. Or adventure games.
Yeah, Derek,
Leisure Suit Larry? Yeah, well, I'm just going to fucking...
That's my favorite game, too.
Squish a bunch of words.
We used to play that when we were kids.
Leisure Suit Larry?
Like little kids. On like the old, like...
Isn't that like
Leisure Suit Larry
adult kind of game?
It is.
Like, isn't there a tat or two in it?
So I hear. I've actually never played any of them. I just kind of vaguely know about all three of those games.
You vaguely know about them all.
Yep, that's right.
Anyway, go on.
Anything else you want to say?
No, I was just saying that
you have
those
our
games
attention.
Kick ass.
They totally do. They don't make enough of them.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. They could not improve the graphics at all and just make one that lasted a million hours, and I'm pretty sure I'd play it.
Well, they're all like cartoons, right? So they still kind of stand up.
And they were written by the Monty Python guys and voiced by the Monty Python guys. So
which one?
Some
what
know
which
that?
One?
Day
of the
Monkey
Tentacle?
Island.
Monkey Island was?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was written by them.
Yeah. So it's got some funny things happening in it.
I might have to check it.
Yeah.
But, like, it can't cost more than $10 to make those games.
Yeah. Some guy in a room.
Sell two copies and you turn a profit.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn some profits. Let's make some Monkey Island games.
Yeah, I'm sure that no one will have a problem with that.
Yeah.
We'll just change it. We'll call it Honky Island, and I won't have anything to do with this.
Us three will.
Starting to like this idea already.
I'll just stand back and watch. Let me have the piece of straw hang out of my mouth. Yeah, because
you did Monkey Island.
Oh! You're on fire. Derek's on fire.
I'm sorry, Luke.
No, don't be. That was fucking great.
No, I wasn't really sorry.
I know you weren't.
Oh my God.
You just go through all this fake shit. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's okay, man. I wasn't. I know you weren't.
There's no point. We don't even have to talk anymore. Starting now, let's not even talk. Go.
Go. I can't even talk. I really can't.
Yeah, it has to make noise.
We also played a lot of Warcraft 3 and stuff. I don't know. I guess we were...
See, Warcraft 3 had a techno song. Like,
what?
Made after it. So
boom, 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 boom. I want your battle axe.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Was that Warcraft 3?
Yeah, DOTA. It's an add-on for Warcraft 3.
Wow.
It's a mod, just like Counter-Strike.
I was more of a StarCraft sort of guy myself.
Yeah.
I'm futuristic.
Yeah, have you guys ever seen like the professional StarCraft players? The way they just go crazy with the keyboard? I mean, they must wear keyboards out like within a day.
The Koreans?
The Koreans.
I wasn't going to say it.
Not being racial, but they're the ones that fucking, they have, you were telling us the other day, don't they do like real serious tournaments?
Oh yeah, and they have theme music. Oh yeah, and they come out and dressed like stuff. It's like wrestling over there almost. It's at one point it was.
Is it all fake?
There's nothing fake about StarCraft. It's real. It's all too real.
It's too real.
Dreams get crushed.
It's real too real.
Actually, while we're on the subject, the guy I live with right now, he plays World of Warcraft, and he does that rapid fire. Like, everything is shortcutted, and it's just constantly clicking. And you hear him saying, like, regenerate, lab up, Sword of Destiny, and it's just like clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. And when I play the game, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to attack the bear. Oh, I'm going to loot the bear. Bear meat, sweet.
They're fighting dragons for treasure.
You're fucking killing bears.
You're killing
for
woodland
fur.
Creatures for their pelts.
Skeletons.
You fucking asshole.
Hey, that's what level I am. Come on. I try my best.
That's funny. My old roommate, and I used to play Final Fantasy Online too, but he was way more advanced. He had the headset, and
he
was really
more.
Into it. And it was, he did. And it was the same thing. I'd just be sitting there, like, listening to him. It's just like, circle around. Dragon swipe. Kiraga.
Cure 3.
Provoke. Cure 3. Okay.
Mana potion.
He's transforming into his second face. Okay. I need all the warriors to go. Weapon strike. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Merlin, you fucking...
He takes his headset off and fires it.
We're gonna wipe, you fucking assholes.
Man, it's people get tense as hell and they get angry. Like,
I hear
May just fucking smashing her mouse when she's playing Counter-Strike. I hear like, fuck! And then I hear wham, 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 wham. And I'm just like, Jesus. And I was the same way, except I didn't smash things. I yelled at people.
Really?
I challenged them to fights. Oh, I didn't break them.
I never yelled or got really angry or anything.
At CS?
Yeah.
Some people are just like that, I guess.
That's
you guys ever play GoldenEye?
A lot of anger.
You ever play GoldenEye?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
We used to play 3-on-1 against one of our friends because he was so much better than us.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that Matt?
Matt.
Yeah. I thought so.
GoldenEye facilities.
Yeah. Fucking, I would always call it faculty, and fucking Neil would try to kill me every time. He's like, it's not called faculty!
Neil's sitting over there on the couch at the moment, actually laughing his ass off.
This was his idea. He texted it to me.
So apparently, Neil, who just came here, he writes all of John's material.
Yeah, I got a Jewish writer. We fucking put more hours in the GoldenEye than I put into any job ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, and just sick. It'd be like 8 hours a day, every day.
Yeah.
Every weekend.
See, I wasn't as much because around the same time WCW Revenge came out. I played that shit a lot.
All those wrestling
and Mario Kart.
World Tour.
World Tour.
I was always just a PC gamer. Like, I didn't play any of these console games at all, so.
GoldenEye might be one of the best games ever made.
Yeah. I wouldn't argue with that.
That game, they stuck in multiplayer at the very end. They're just like, hey, we can make multiplayer really easily.
And
it was like the last day they're like multiplayer.
And how much do you think multiplayer got played in comparison to single player?
Way more.
99.9.
Yeah.
You played the single player just to unlock everything.
Yeah.
So then your friends would
come
over.
So you could have paintball mode.
Hey, no using odd job.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
That's real cheating.
I was always a room off.
Use Jaws if you want. So I can blast your stupid mouth. He's got a big head.
He does have a stupid mouth.
They do. They might even have a bottom teeth smile.
Yeah. Not mentioning anything.
You guys can't see the faces these retards are making.
Yeah. We're trying to be a room off.
We'll post a picture up of a bottom tooth smile.
Use your imagination.
right.
Well, all right. So that's our video game talk.
Yeah. We don't want
to. We can talk about video games for fucking ever.
Yeah, actually, as soon as this podcast ends, we'll probably just continue.
No, yeah. We'll be watching South Park.
South Park.
And I'm sure a lot of people.
I don't want to do this podcast anymore. I want to watch TV.
As soon as we said it was video game talk, a lot of people were probably just like, "Ah, there's only half an hour left." Click. Fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, well, guess what? You missed the best part, which is coming up. It's
all
the end.
Jerk each other off.
Shit. Yeah. All right, so we got some plugs and some shout-outs.
What do you want to plug?
I don't want to plug anything.
I bet you do, you little fucking freak.
I don't have anything to plug, but I'd like to send this message out to people listening in. If you want to email us your phone number, we will randomly call you at some point and ask your opinion on some topic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we will not give you warning on when we are going to call you. So only email us if you're actually if you want this to happen.
Yeah,
if not,
if you can,
ignore it.
Joke and
it doesn't
have
matter.
Fun.
Yep. But just to be a part of the podcast, and your number won't be going anywhere, and we won't do anything stupid or harassing.
Yeah.
We'll just give you a ring and we'll have some fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about each other's cocks or something.
You can be on the show.
Yeah.
I look forward to doing that.
Yeah.
What else do you got to say? Huh?
I don't got much to say.
No?
I don't got much to say.
I want to say thank you as always.
Yeah. Well, we have some... We got some special voice messages from some special people, didn't we?
Voice messages?
Like Rock Johnson recorded a little thing for us.
Yeah, he's done one
for
us.
And our friend Mischief. Yeah.
Metropolis Votary.
Yeah.
Votary, sorry.
We got a lot of guys in this room right now. No, we got a lot of people that's just giving us shout-outs for the show and stuff, and it's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
people fine. People are giving us props and putting it in Facebook, posting it up, spreading it around. Thank you.
Spread it like legs.
Yeah, spread us like legs. That maybe we should
like
use
butter.
That.
You've said that so much, Luke.
Silky brown.
Exactly. That's a silky brown throwback.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back. So spread this like legs.
All right.
All right, we're done.
And fuck us.
Red matter, background noise.
Love you.
You know what goat means?